L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Before we start the podcast, a word from our sponsor. Do you want to know what it's like to hang out with the MS-13 in El Salvador? Or how the Russian mafia came to Brooklyn in the 1990s? Or why some Swedish gang members love to throw grenades? If you've enjoyed my stories of hanging out with the New Mexican mafia, cartel members, Italian mafia, you will love the Underworld podcast. It's a show about organized crime all over the world, from the first gang lords to the current kingpins. Hosts Danny Gold and Sean Williams are investigative journalists who've worked all across the globe covering the most insane crime stories, from interviewing cult gangs in Nigeria to chasing meth barons through the Burmese jungle, and way, way more. Mixing in thorough research and some of the best gangster history in recent memory. They're bringing you a new episode every week. We're talking Taliban, triads, warlords, drug lords and scammers from Brooklyn to Beijing and far beyond. If you want to dive deep into the criminal underworld with two journalists who have reported on it all over, give it a listen. The Underworld Podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The link will be in the description box below this video. All right, so we expected G Rilla to come to the studio today, but he has brought a whole posse of people with him. His brother Sheikh, and we got Mad Mickey on the way, who may be walking in at any moment, so that could happen. Co-hosting today, we have got Chet. You're familiar with him from all the, he's on about three or four of us now. All his links will be down there. Jen of Boomer and Jen, her links will be down there. And however you guys want us to support you, your YouTube channels or whatever you want us to put below the video, if you want to support these guys, and I've been watching your music as well, go down, check out G-Rilla's music and support him on his YouTube channel. So we tend to start out with like a crazy story, and I've been watching your stuff.
Yeah.
And when you got stabbed, I think that's one of your craziest stories.
going straight in.
The lead up.
It's actually
ironic then. It's right. So the lead up, what built up to it, was actually an altercation that happened with myself and a couple of lads. So basically, as it was, this is back in the days, but it was at college and stuff, you know what I mean? And one of the guys who was involved, he was going around spreading some sort of rumor about me, saying that that I had gone up and I was talking about him, and it's like,
talking shit,
guys,
basically.
It's like, guys, listen, that's not even how I am. You know what I mean? People that even know me today know that I ain't gonna talk shit behind your back. That's not me. But if you want me to say it to your face or something to your face, that's fine. You know what I mean? But other than that, I keep myself to myself. So this guy must have been spreading that around anyway. Then he decided to come to me and address it. Like, yo, I heard he's talking this shit, this blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I was going through town the day in Birmingham City Centre. And the funniest thing about that is that this guy used to chill with a whole set of guys. And they were considered the opposition, if you would say, if you want to put it like that. Yeah,
it was calm, but it was, yeah, that, yeah, is, no, how it was.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You got the two different parts of town in Birmingham.
You work together, but it's all cool, calm, bro.
Yeah.
You keep calm, going for me, I keep going from you.
That's kind of how it was, you feel me? Even though it was from the different parts. But this day, he decided to bring it to me like, yo, listen, da-da-da-da. So I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? It was in the middle of town. It was after a Q Club at the time. I said, what you say? We got into a little scrap. So I was like, I ain't listening to no shit. You're talking some shit.
How many of them was there?
There's 4 or 5 of them at the time. So I was thinking, I ain't listening. Because you say, oh, you're talking, you know, some girl shit. It's like, mate, you ain't got time for girl shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but your other mate, I don't like him anyway. So I just kind of made something up just to have an issue at that point, because just the way they came and approached me, you feel me? So, yeah, we got into an altercation, had a little scrap. I was like, you know what? 1 second, because my brother was around the corner. Two Guns, G-Rilla, our older brother, he was around the corner. He was actually working the doors. He still does the security and runs the doors now. So I quickly gone down there. I was like, all right, carry on following me, because there's a group of them in it. Obviously, I had it a little off with them, and then they were following me. Then my bros come around. Then we just batted the fuck out of them, basically, because they said what was going on. And I'm not going to lie, he's run out. He batted the fuck out. Like, we just batted the fuck out of them.
This is just cage fighting and all sorts.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't stand a chance. Nails. Yeah, they were fucking...
He's a hard guy.
Yeah, very hard. Very hard guy, you get me? Yeah. And at the time, if you see him now, he's shredded a lot because he does the fighting. Before, he used to do the bodybuilding, so he was like 22 stone. Just massive, yeah, unit.
That big, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, he's always been able to throw hands, though.
Yeah, yeah. Always. Like, always.
Always, that, though.
You know what I mean? Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
It was a fucking flight that came, yeah? So, I'm just trying to catch you.
I think, though.
That story looks.
That scenario there, though, yeah. I think the thing that caused us to get pissed off so much, though, was that you ended up getting arrested, though.
Yeah, yeah. So what's actually happened? So we fucked them up in town. Yeah, mind you, they've started it, you know. They've came and approached me, like I said. They got the shit beaten out of them. Yeah. Bust heads and all of this shit. We'll just crack it on now, like, yeah, twats. Carried on. Mate, you see police cars flying down, units spinning around, we're like, ah, fuck it. Ain't nothing new, you know what I mean? Mate, there's only one of them in the back of the police car pointing us out.
Oh. It was,
I shit you not, I'm not lying. It was him.
Oh.
And you, what? And you came and you started with us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. It happens. It happens. It's what? Mental, but it happens.
You know what I mean? I don't get that kind of chain of thought.
I don't understand it either.
I don't get that chain of thought where it's like, I need, because they must think I need to fuck you up. And if I don't fuck you up, then I'm going to tell the... That doesn't even make any sense, does it?
Yeah, no, it was crazy still. But even then, though, yeah, when his gotten arrested, it ended up kind of spiraling into some next stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
because
what it was is at the time I was wanted. I didn't even realize I was wanted. I was wanted for some stuff that happened up in Derby at the time, some shootings up in Derby. So when they caught me, I was thinking, whatever. And then they were like, you see them start getting all excited on their radio as they do. You know what I mean? You're not a man about started jumping around and, oh, yeah, we got him now. Yes. You see them big smiles on their faces. Oh, they're all getting, yeah, you see them getting hard-ons and everything.
Yeah.
They're proper getting excited, man. Yeah, we got him now. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Giving them like all these smart comments in the back of the van. Yeah. Saying, yo, whatever, innit? But they're all giving, yeah, you ain't gonna see the light of day. And you know the way they fucking talk their shit, innit? So I was like, sweet. They brought me all the way up to Derby that day. You feel me? So obviously, I had to go through all that rigmarole, and that's a whole different story. You know what I mean? Long story short, though, that charge got dropped. You know what I mean? So, you know, God willing, it went.
Yeah, cool.
But obviously, it created too much more friction. So
it was a lot of inconvenience. Yeah, it's
a lot of inconvenience.
Like, you know, like, really and truly, they could have just kept on their way, innit? You know what I'm saying? So starting that, you know, it just kind of pissed us off, and it, like, it, you know, everything that we now had to go through and do. Bro, you could have avoided all that.
You didn't go to them. They came to you, and then they did the bad, and they did the shit.
And then it caused all that.
So, you expect it, man.
But then,
what's coming in it?
This is like only like a week later or something. I'm going through. No, I link up with you.
Yeah, I link up with him in town.
And we, like in our city center at the time, yeah, there was like a certain set of bus stops where, you know, from this side of town, it's, you know, this row of bus stops. Next, you know what I'm saying? So we're chilling. We go towards where our bus stops are, but their bus, it's kind of like it's cutting past. So when I look up, you can just, obviously you can see everyone on the bus. You know what I'm saying? And in my mind, I'm just thinking, obviously we're going to have to just address what happened last week. You get what I'm saying? I need to understand what happened. So when the bus doors open, obviously, it was no.
I need to interject at this point. I need to interject too easily.
Do you not drive? Why you want to catch a bus for?
You know what's funny? We live by the city centre. You know what it is? We live by right by the city centre at the time.
At the time.
Okay.
Back in the day, man, we're young. Imagine. Going back to the interjection then. So the guy at the front of the bus that we spotted, he's come down to the main guy that actually came up to me and was talking the shit, was actually the main guy, even though there's like 10 or 15 of them at the time, but he's come right to the front of this bus, yeah. I've seen it, he's whipped out a blade in his hand, yeah? Playing his day.
It wasn't playing to me.
Did you not see it at all?
I'll be real with you,
I didn't still, but...
So now he can continue his story.
In my head though, I see him. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So... You know, in my mind, it's going off. We're gonna have to do this right here, right now. You know what I'm saying? So, when I've gone onto the bus, though, you know, say like the little section when you come right onto the bus, we didn't really go no further from there. Do you get what I'm saying? Because the scraps happened kind of quick, innit?
Yeah, really.
So, but what's happened is I've ended up basically just fucking him up, and then. The little piece where you put your shopping, he's ended up in there. So at this time now, though, I'm thinking, you know, I've done what I need to do. But then I feel something like grip my hand, but I got on gloves at the time, so I can't see what's happened. But I feel something sharp go across my hand. So I kind of pull back and I push these guys back. I'm saying, yo, come. You know, we've done what we're doing now. No one else even joined it. Which was surprising to me, to be honest.
No one else, the fuck off, those geezers joining in.
They joined in.
You're just getting fucking bangs from everywhere. You didn't get stabbed by one person.
Nah, I didn't even know that. All right, see, you learn something new every day, man. But anyway.
Every day's school day.
You know what I'm saying? But
it's because you were so honed in. Nah, you know what it is?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just knew what I was doing to this person.
You don't know, do you?
Yeah, you don't know, do you?
There could be 100 people or just 3. You don't know. You don't know.
So I've moved these guys back now. When we've jumped off the bus, then it said to me, it's like, yo, you're bleeding? And I've said to him, nah, yo, it's my hand. So I've took my glove off. And you can see my hands pouring down with blood.
Oh, I can see a scar now.
So, So I've said to him now, nah, it's my hand. And he's gone, nah, yo, your neck. So I've gone, wait, what do you mean? As I've turned like this, it was like a movie, bro. This shit, the fuck, the blood just shot straight across the room. It was like, boom. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I've turned up, held my neck. But the craziest thing is, it's like, obviously, even though it sounds all mad, I was pretty calm, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, I was calm. Like, I kind of understood.
Yeah.
Like,
I think the good thing is that, you know what I'm saying? That it was so calm at the time. Because, to be fair, I think we were both kind of calm at the time.
Yeah, really.
Because the cinder blood, don't get me wrong, the blood squared up to the sky, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it was squirting into the sky, like, you know what I mean? Like,
were you both straight? We straight?
Yeah.
Straight,
yeah,
guys,
yeah. It was straight.
Well, okay.
So it's like, yo.
That's probably why you were calm.
That's probably why. So imagine, obviously, I'm just kind of to certain mode because I was just interested in all that sort of stuff. So it's a good job. I've always watched this kind of survival things and stuff like that. I'll be honest with you. So I was like to my bro at the time, yo, just calm down, sit down. To, you know, stop the pressure, trying to put my fingers and the pressure on his neck.
And then you had to plug in some later.
Did you pull the t-shirt off?
We didn't even pull the t-shirt. I think it was just straight fingers just in there.
You get me? Some ladies come. She had her phone all by my face. I was like, yo, what the fuck is fucking phone out my face, bro?
That's even before.
That's
before.
That's
before Snapchat. This is like
before Snapchat.
This is like the start of that.
That's before Snapchat stuff.
I was like, yo, get your shit out of my face, bro. I swear.
You left the phone around.
Let's go into the sky.
I've got the phone on Snapchat.
One second. Can we get another take on that, please? I didn't quite get a good shot.
The crazy part was when they've my next brother came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where he came from. He just came out of nowhere.
That's why.
And then I just remember being on the floor, then he's just come too. So I'm thinking, oh shit. Then I saw him just pushing the police and all that out the way, you get me. But when I've gone into this van though, I remember them trying to talk to me, keep me awake, all this type of stuff, yeah. When I get there to the hospital, I never forget this. Yeah. There's this, I think he was Chinese or something, Oriental guy, you get me. He's walked over to me, saying his name more calmly while I'm there, bleeding to death, you know. He's talking to me super calm, like this ain't happening. And he's just walked over and he's going, oh, I'm going to put you to sleep now. So I'm expecting him to put like something over my face or, you know, something like that. This this guy walks over and he goes like this on my neck. He just does this until I fall asleep. Like, I swear, though. He just does this here.
What part of your neck?
Yo, just right here. The front. I was like this, like, what the
who's
fuck?
Who's that a doctor?
And then, yo,
who's
I just felt it. That was it. I went,
who's
I woke
that a doctor?
Up. Suppose this was a doctor.
Supposedly.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I went straight, listen. Yo, I knocked out. I woke up, like, what was that? The next morning or something?
Yeah. He just stopped the oxygen to the brain, didn't he? That's all he did there.
Yeah, man. I was out though, bro. Like, he pressed on my neck and
he
was.
He could have killed you
out.
With that move.
Like, I swear, I was out. Died in that move. But I tell you this though, yeah. You know, talking about crazy stories though, yeah. I'll give you the next one. I remember one time, in the middle of Handsworth, I'm on Albert Road and I'm talking. There was a big scrap that happened on Broad Street the night before. Remember with John and that.
Oh shit! Yeah.
So there was a big scrap that's happened. So a couple of me and one of the guys who had the scrap as well. Yeah, we've seen each other. What really we cool, but on this night, this was like after a night out.
Yes,
it was
everyone
a big scrap,
got kind
you know
of.
What I'm saying,
one of our guys had an argument with their
man,
guy.
It ended up being
but
a big
all,
scrap.
It was all
bro.
From the same episode. We're all mates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
but it just ended up being.
So
a
when
big...
I've seen him now, and he's with his mum. Like, this is someone who I would see, and I'd usually like hug and kiss his mum and all that. So I've seen them. Boom, even though that scrap happened, I'm going to behave the same way. So I've gone over to his mom. Boom, you go. And then, you know, I'm talking to him in the car, yeah? And as I'm talking to him in the car, I see his eyes. It's like, as I'm talking to him, I can see his eyes is clocked onto something. You know what I'm saying? And a car just slowly, slowly, slowly pulls up beside us. As I turn around like this, the door pops open. And like there's like three or four peeps all balaclavaed up. And it's jump out. Boom. I'm about this distance, like this right now, me and you. He jumps out right like this and goes click in my face. And it just jams straight in my face. Just straight in the like straight in. I'm looking straight down this barrel, bro. I see it go click and jam. And I'm like,
what the hell went through your mind?
Yo.
Was it a 9mm or a revolver?
I saw
was it a 9mm or
a
revolver?
It was a 9mm. Well, it looked like, from what I can remember, it was a 9mm. Huh. But this, it clicked right in my face. And I was like, oh, shit.
And that happens.
It was just automatic. Just, yo, I swear that, yo, this was not a joke. Because the way I heard the click, though, yeah? Like,
of course.
I saw his finger move, the trigger squeeze, and then it clicked. You get what I'm saying? And I was like, whoa. And we just kept it moving. But the craziest thing is, him in the car as well, he's jumped out and we both ran. The way it was now though was there's a drive on the road, so we've run, and just as we turning into the drive, it's like they've managed to let off a couple of shots.
We actually call it the drive as well.
Yeah, they've managed to let off a couple of shots, so you can hear it in the back, like just whistling past. You get me? And you know, we end up running around the corner, then obviously someone coming and obviously doing whatever peeps have to. You know what I'm saying? Doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, for it, like,
well, yo, I tell you this. That one was crazy to me, though. That to me was crazy.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Afterwards, it fired, bang, bang.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying, bro? Yes. And to, for
your
me to...
Watching you.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, someone's doing it. Someone's doing it.
Therefore.
And I look and I think I know people I've grown up with, and, you know, you've been stabbed once or something and they're just dead. And I'm thinking to myself, yo, I've been stabbed, shot, things like, scenarios like that, different things, you know what I'm saying, though?
Stabbed, shot.
And you're thinking to yourself, yo,
the guy,
what's the difference, man?
The guy,
I know, but you need something with a machete clip to take you down, brother.
Yeah. I think he does.
Yeah? You know the banana clips. This is what you need. The AK-47.
How many times did you?
You know what? Norman Gunn ain't gonna do that with him. Maybe with me and Sean and you, yeah.
Right, my brother
as well. I think he needs something with a banana clip.
You're
gonna be about 9 million gonna do it. 9 million gonna do it.
Yeah, I think it was a 9 mil when I got shot.
It was a 9 mil when you got. How many bullets did you catch?
3.
So we got shot 3 times.
So that's through. Fucking that's through here. Yeah.
Wow.
And some injuries, man.
So I got shot through here, and it come out my wrist here.
I got shot straight through my
straight through.
So it went through here and through here. Luckily, it didn't burst my tendons. It just bruised them at first, so I couldn't move my hand.
That's a powerful gun that does that. That goes straight through.
Yeah, it went straight through, and then in my stomach, it came out my groin.
Oh Christ!
And then through my leg as well.
Where were you when that one happened?
You believe me, I was in the middle of a club, bro.
A club? Jewelry Quarter. You know, Jewelry Quarter in town. Birmingham City Centre. So, Jewelry Quarter.
So
it's where all the jewelry's like a main, it's quite famous because it used
it's
to
be. Actually like
what
a
year is this?
Yeah,
yeah.
The road, I think, bro.
That was...
it's about 20...
What year?
2000 and...
Is that fame?
Nah, about 2012 maybe.
Was it 2012?
10 years ago.
Something like that. So this is in like, where I got shot, it's like one of the main... fucking strips, bro. Like, you know, like all the jewelry's there, police stations, this and this. But to be fair, you see with Brum though, Birmingham's like a whole different thing, bro. Like anything will go down anywhere. Like I know people who've been shot in Bullring. You get what I'm saying? Like anything happens anywhere, bro. You get what I'm saying? It's not like I know there's a lot of other places I've been and it's kind of like, you know, certain places are off limits. Yeah. So in Brum, that happens anywhere. Do you get what I'm saying? So,
going back to the case, the first case, you said you beat it in court. Did the witnesses not show up or something?
Oh, no. So, okay, I'll give you a story. Again, it sounds like something out of a movie. So, imagine, it's funny because we got an ex-Bedjan who actually got arrested for it a few months earlier. And we spoke to him because he's from Brum. He was based in Derby. So he told us, you know, what he told the feds, which was basically nothing, that he didn't know anybody. So it's a good job I had that conversation with him first. So imagine I've gone to Derby anyway. They're trying to give me this duty solicitor. You know why it goes with duty solicitor. You don't have a fucking duty solicitor. No. But it's like, you know what? Fuck it, because I kind of know what I need to do here anyway.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So
yes.
I said, fuck
yes,
it,
yes,
I'll go
yes,
with the duty.
Yeah.
Because
I know
it's with the feds anyway.
Basics,
you know what I mean?
Basics, yeah.
Yeah.
On, yeah.
So bam.
Yeah.
They've gone into this. They've got the main chief dude to come do this. I don't know if this must have been a big thing in Derby. You know what I mean? We didn't fucking know him, bro. We're going about our daily lives. We don't know him. There's this whole thing going
but
on.
Derby's
there.
Not that big, is it? Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's a big thing in Derby. So imagine. So this main guy's come down. He's fucking, you know, they've done the whole. Even just the way they entered was like they rehearsed it about 3 times before they came in, you know what I mean? They come down, you know, fucking slamming their rig, doing the whole spiel. And
In the toilet, he probably practiced it in the fed.
Yeah,
he probably practiced it in the mirror in the toilet. Right, is what I'm saying to him, yeah? Let me get myself hyped up here. You might even talk a fucking line, yeah, before the interview.
Basically, you know what? I fucking think he did.
Yeah, I know. They hyped themselves up.
Because, imagine.
It's your job, you motherfucker.
He's come, yeah? And they've had me there. Imagine, they had me there, yeah.
Go on.
Like I said, after the whole spiel, and now they got all their things out. Now they're throwing the questions at me. Mate, it's a simple one. Because the truth is, I wasn't there. I mean, I was there, but I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So it was a thing where these guys are talking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm not dumb. Of course, you arrested me for a reason. Of course, I'm in Derby. So I'm not going to say I was there. Of course, I was in Derby. Yeah. I went there by myself to party. It was on Boxing Day, mind you. So I heard that it's a really good night out. Supposed to go with the lads, and they bailed on me last minute, so I went by myself.
It's not a good day to get arrested, though, Boxing Day. You're there for a while, baby. And then,
so I got some. That one,
your man. Oh, your man. It starts off slow, but you can see him getting proper wound up, yeah. Because you know, we've got the questions to follow. You know what I mean. You know what I mean? But each time it's like, he's thinking, what the fuck? So he's like, so who's this person you seen here? I was like, oh yeah, of course I went to that club. Yeah, because it's a good club. I went there by myself, went raving. I met some birds. Yeah, because the incident that they were talking about that took place happened apparently at some house or some kind of residential area. So I was like, you know what? I actually recall going there because I spoke to these birds. And they actually told me about the party.
Did you pull?
The after party that was happening there. So, I'm trying to question, man.
Imagine.
So it doesn't. It's terrible. You can't pull in brummy. You can't. No, you can't. It's hard work if you're brown.
Well,
you've
been out in brum, man.
Yes, loads of times, brother.
You've been out in
brum. Yeah, town with boys. And
you need to come with us, man. Listen,
you're
throwing.
I get zero.
You're throwing. You're throwing.
No. Should be all right.
You're good. Next time, red boy. I just fuck up every time.
Imagine. So he's giving me all these questions anyway, but it was fine because I was by myself and I went to the house by myself. I remember, yeah. I went to this house party.
So you need to
and
know.
And to be fair, you know what I mean? I didn't know anyone, so I felt uncomfortable. So I went home by myself. They were quite pissed that I went to this party by myself and I wasn't actually there when this thing took place. So your man is fucking wound up now. He's giving me all the questions. They're giving me all the questions, but everything's adding up, but it just don't add up to what he wants. I swear to God, here's your man. I'm not fucking having this. He starts bugging out, bro. But I can see him getting madder and madder each time. Like, yeah. You know, like you can see him building up, like,
because you thought he had the job done and he didn't.
Exactly. Yes. And then when it's fucking backfired on him, he's like, fucking not having this. He's slamming the things that he's fucking throws the table, bro.
Oh, he's
like, what the fuck? I'm not fucking having this. Exactly. Oi, I'm there. I'm back like this. This is what I'm saying to the duty. I'm saying to the duty. It's like, oi, what the fuck's this? You get me? You know what I'm saying?
Fuck with his ego.
There you go. Yeah. But I'll give you a funny one. He, after that, he tried to be my mate. The last final straw. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll drop you to the train station.
God.
Yeah, this. I'll drop you to the train station himself, you know. All right, sweet, whatever, innit? So imagine he's driving to this train station. And then he's trying to proper talk to me. Mate, we can have a civil conversation. That's fine. You know what I mean? You seem like a nice guy. I'm a nice guy, whatever. We're getting up to this train station and here's your man. He's like, oh, you must recognise around here, innit? It's like, train station's over there. You know, just trying to test me.
Oh, I get you.
So, yeah, that's exactly what I said back. I was just saying.
What was he trying?
Yeah.
I don't quite get what you mean.
I didn't get it neither.
What it was is, he's trying to imply that. If I jumped on the train up there by myself, he's trying to say, I should recognise around this part. You get it? So he's trying to catch me out, but...
Catching him out.
But the thing is, it's, you know, like any city, you could have fucking bare different train stations. I'm not going to fucking say where I went or whatever, because then, what? Ah, we fucking got you now. Nah, fuck off. So I was just quiet. He said that, and then I was just silent. Just looked him dead in his eyes. Carried on the journey, mate. And then he's like, fuck you. You know what I mean? But, so... In the end, that got NFA'd.
NFA'd.
He actually got NFA'd. Yeah,
good.
Yeah, because... It was just, you know what I mean? They could see that my story matched up and it was just...
The thing is, there was a whole time frame though, man, where all the police wanted to do though, man, felt like was just grab any one of us.
You get what I'm saying?
So it's like the moment our names come up in anything,
yes.
It's like, yo, whoa, shit.
There was a mission on you, obviously, you know, yes.
It's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But,
I tell you what though, Our mate up in Derby became a legend after that. He was like the man. He was like the man after that.
Derby boy.
He was like the man because it's like, yo, that's his boy. He was the man up in Derby. Fucking hell.
Yeah, in Derby, you bigged him up big time.
That was you, bro.
Okay. And you.
Yeah, man.
So what was the... Did you have something?
Go on. No, carry on.
What was the first time you guys got in trouble with the law? Like, how did all this evolve into this?
You know what? Do you want to kind of break that down? I'd say it kind of more happened from when... it's kind of funny because it wasn't like kids that were growing up like 12s and 11s where some guys start really early. I'd say we kind of started pretty late. Well, my older brother's different. He's a different kettle of fish because he started more early.
I just say something, yeah? How was your school years? Were you involved then in crime?
So here's the thing now, yeah. Mm-hmm. For my school years, it's like, I feel like that's when we was understanding, like, so we're from Handsworth, yeah? Mm. But we were going to school in a complete different area. Like,
why?
My mom didn't
want us to be around.
Because Handsworth is heavy. I'm not Handsworth. Yeah, it's heavy.
She didn't want us to be around.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
so
go on.
So she sent us to the school that's like by Northfield. So I'll be real with you, bro. At the time, yeah. Bro, growing up in Handsworth and that, you didn't even see like groups of white people and stuff.
No, you don't.
So like, so we've gone to the school now, which is in a
total
white area. Yeah, the total British white area.
Like, you go there.
And
what
it's
year
like
was that?
Union Jackson. Like, you know that kind of area gone there? It's fucking Union Jacks everywhere. And we're like, what the fuck's going on?
Like white supremacy.
It was proper. To be fair, it's calmed down now.
It's calmed down now. By the time it was.
Yes.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Yes.
Through my school years now, this is when like I'm seeing my older brother do what he's doing, like heavy. So to be fair, school years, it's like I was picking up everything, and even because you think about it, we was like, look, in Sturchley, I was 15.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is before that.
That's true.
Yeah. Were you little shits? You know, did you skive off?
You know
to
what?
To be fair.
I don't even know how old you guys are.
How old do you think I'm, bro?
I'm
21.
No.
I'll tell you that.
She looks about 21.
I'll tell you that.
I always get that.
Mid-30s.
You look so young, man.
35,
so,
guess on you. Yeah. 35, guess on you. 28, guess on you.
So.
What are we on then?
I'm 31, bro.
Right. I put 4 years on you, man. But you have been stabbed a few times. Yeah, yeah.
He's took it all for us. I'm 32.
32.
You're
older than me, bro.
You're older.
Yeah, I'm the older brother.
I thought he was the youngest.
He's fresh.
Yeah, he's older than me.
Yeah, man.
Because he hasn't had the stress.
He's used to eating.
He hasn't had the shit.
Mad.
This is it all. Have a look at both of them here.
What's going on, man? This is what happens. He to tell me what he's using.
What he's using, just don't get shot and stabbed in it.
Yeah, so as long as you're on point, sharp utensils and bullets, you'll be all right. Yeah.
But, so when we was growing up now, by the time I was about 15, I'll tell you what's happened now, yeah? I'll tell you what's happened. We're, the one day we're on the bus, yeah? We're on the bus coming back to our area there's a kid upstairs, yeah? And for this whole journey, he's had a bally over his face, yeah? Now, at the time, the bandana that he had on it, the symbols and shit, it stood for a certain clique at the time. You get what I'm saying? And I remember us feeling kind of a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that this person was under, do you remember, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the whole time.
When we've come out, when we've got back to the house anyway, we've spoke about this and, you know, with my next brother and whatnot. Anyway, what we've started doing now, we were kind of like, yo, we need to
have something that kind of stands for us. We need to start our own thing. Us. You know what I mean?
So we know, so any outsiders will, basically, we'll just know, you know what I'm saying? Like, outside of us. You get what I'm saying? Anyways, so cut a long story short now. It was really us as brothers now. And then...
Was it Rev as well?
Or
was
yeah,
it,
so that's what I'm about to say. So us as brothers and then our cousins, you know what I'm saying? Like our extended...
One of our cousins is locked up at the minute now.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So, but we started all wearing these red bandanas, yeah? But to us, it was more of like a family-orientated thing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I've got a big family, bro. So in Broome, in Handsworth, there's like a couple, there's about five families, yeah? And like we're one of those, like, say, main families, if you want to say. So there's loads of us, bro. And you could easily mistake it, yeah? And be like, yo, that's, you know, that gang from over there or rare tete. But in reality, bro, this is like actually all our moms and dads, brothers and sisters, bro. We're all cousins.
There'll probably be one or two friends spotted in between, but
this is actually our family.
Would be like 80%, 90% would all be cousins and brothers and stuff, you know what I mean?
Unavoidables, we're family. You get what I'm saying, bro? So, you know, but because there's so many of us though, yeah, you can imagine what that looked like if we're all now wearing red bandanas. You get what I'm saying?
So
it's easy to look like, yo, you know, that must just represent that whole side of town.
So
that's
what you're wearing red today?
You know what I'm saying?
That's got nothing to do.
That's
actually funny. That's actually funny.
You couldn't wear black to the t-shirt, so it's fine, I said.
So basically, you started the Bloods in Birmingham.
So
if you know about style, you
want to put it that way. We started a movement in a way.
Yeah, was it affiliated with the Bloods?
It wasn't actually affiliated with the Bloods. It was our own thing, but I guess because it was associated with
Bloods, it's going to look the same. Yeah,
yeah.
We took on that kind of image.
But then the craziest part is the reason why it really did as well is because we were literally blood, like with family.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying, bro? So it's easy to just be like, that's that. You get what I'm saying, bro? But then we had a couple different peeps here who moved around with us, who were connected to us, but then weren't necessarily from our area, but then were from, had their own.
Yeah, they became an extension of us.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
So then they went and brought it over there. So you get what I'm saying?
And it spread all the way to London. So you go to London and then those guys in South London and they all used to wear red bellies. But it all started literally that day in the room.
It became a very, 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 very big thing.
Was it like in Manchester then, Kieran Proverbs, the blue and the red started going at each other with the wars?
So what happened is the guys... You could say the rival gang at the time started wearing blue. That was a direct thing from us wearing the red. So they started wearing blue.
It's like Man United and Man City.
Yeah. So it was kind of...
basically. You know what, though? The craziest thing, I got this good friend of mine as well, though. Yeah, it would proper be good to probably get him on here as well, though. But he... Really and truly, there was another guy who started their thing, but he was more the face of it. You know what I'm saying? About V.
He was more the face of it.
He was the poster.
But they were wearing green down their area. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, so they all had green.
That's like an area.
So you've got the Labour, you've got the Conservatives.
This was a bit crazy at the time.
Purple's cool.
Their movement. Their movement was very, very, very big at the time, though. Their movement was massive at the time, though.
What ended up happening, because we knew a lot of them and we was cool with them, is that they became a part of us kind of thing, but they were green. And then you had the guys that were in red. but we were kind of like allied. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It was really mad at
so there would be a big link up. There would be there would be big link ups.
What was it called?
What are you doing?
A coalition. There's a coalition. There's a coalition.
Yeah, man. Green formed the coalition against the blue.
It was. Trust me. At the time, it was crazy, man. You'd have about 100. You'd have about 100 people linking up because there would be like. A couple people from this one, and this one. By the time they all link up, that's an easy 100 people just quickly. You get what I'm saying, bro? Yes. And I tell you this, yeah, we used to be doing that, bro, with like just a couple of phone calls,
Because you're wearing them colours, man. You got to turn up, man.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. And you have to.
So is that
the time was pretty serious at the time. I think some of the younger ones are kind of continuing it a bit. We're trying to talk to the younger ones now and explain to them, there's more options and better ways.
Sure,
but you feel me? Yeah. But
it's not about your fucking.
But obviously, everyone's their own man, innit? Yeah. All you can do is try and speak and try and make people learn from.
You know what I mean?
I find it's you get more of an impact. You make more of an impact with the younger youths and stuff when you more give. Your story rather than try and beat them over the head. Tell them, oh, you're just wrong. You know, you're stupid. What you're carrying this for, mate, you can't really just say that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you've ever moved a certain way, you know that a lot of the time it's not you moving like you just want to do that. You want to go about your business, but the lifestyle itself, that's not how you move. You get what I'm saying? It's not as easy as just, oh, put that down and, you know, do good now. It's like, nah, bro, you have to understand the scenario. So I feel like when you just talk your thing and your experience and they're able to just extract from it, I feel like that's...
Yeah, nah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It makes more of an impact, bro.
Like that.
So is that what put you on the police radar, was the gang structure?
Yeah, I'd say that's what kind of more was threatening to them at the time. And I think
police
at the time
structure, it's just information that comes in, isn't it, off of the people? But
that's it.
That's what it is, man. Exactly.
And then it instantly on it.
That's what it is,
because
bro.
His name's been thrown in about 100 times here. They go, right.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is,
apparently our bro was like at the top at the time. Yeah. They had the pyramid.
Number one.
Yeah, but he was like, what? Yeah.
I'll tell you what's fucked up, though.
He was like,
you know what's fucked up to me is, when information's given about you, that's it. It's given. And it's like, yo, you can't fucking fight that information. Because even if they're not coming at you for it, now they've just got it. You get what I'm saying? And you
once can't do anything activate, about that. They're just relentless.
It's like, that's fucked up, really.
Mate, there was a stage, literally, where if I was in your car, you might as well just fucking sell your car, mate. If you ever got stopped.
Serious. Yeah, yeah.
Because all that's going to happen now is armed police are going to keep stopping you, lad, and coming out, doing a full night. Doesn't matter if your mum's in the car with you. Yeah? There would have been... You know what I mean? Doing the full works because I was in your car.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, guys, you're taking a piss on it. Like, that's just taking the piss.
Like, even if...
They
even
do it
if,
because they can.
You see, like, you see even, what I mean? Even when because things have happened
yeah,
with
yeah,
us,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
When, like, let's say I got stabbed or whatever it is, different scenarios, then they'd fucking come and raid our house.
Yeah.
You're thinking, wait, what? The fuck? How does that make sense? If something happened over there, you can't wait to raid our house, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is this bro?
I'm not sure I heard a bit of movement, but everything all right?
Oh, that's yeah. I thought it was in my yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going to ask them, what were your actual first arrests? What's the stories behind those?
Oh, fuck your first arrest.
Did you arrest me before me? You was.
Shoplifting has to be. That was mine.
You know what, though? No. You see,
everyone's first.
You see, the thing is, you know what?
This is Harry. I saw it.
But you know what, though?
We missed all that stuff.
You know what, though?
But we never arrested for it.
You know what, though?
You didn't get arrested for shoplifting.
Nah. You see, bro.
It's kind of like we just went straight into deep.
Bro, you have to understand. Growing up, how we've grown up.
Have you never been shoplifting?
Yeah, we used to shoplift.
I used that's to clear shelves.
That's only when it's at
we used to shoplift the fuck out of it.
Bro. That's actually what we used to do at the stage. It's actually what we used to do at the stage.
Clear shelves.
Nah, for real, man. Well, you kind of, you know what? Growing up in Handsworth, though, man, you kind of thrown straight into the deep end, though, man. It's like immediate, man. Like, you know, because we kind of went straight from playing basketball, bro, to just boom, right in it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, no, it was straight into the thick of it. It wasn't really.
Was it.
It wasn't really.
No, it's like really
bad.
Yeah.
So you weren't computer really games
bad.
Or anything like that.
It was. That's the craziest thing.
You were.
That's the craziest thing.
Grand Theft Auto.
All of that. All of that. If the man is, you know what's quite funny is, I always say this, even say with our bros, and we're talking, because we're all quite, we're a bit more intellectual, you know what I mean? We're into a lot of different things. Yeah. And it's funny because we kind of always laugh and say, you know what? If we grew up in, I don't know, Solihull, in a nice place in Birmingham, yeah, we say, you know what? We'll probably be a bunch of fucking geeks or something, because actually our interests,
I don't think
we got
so,
a lot of different
know
interests.
I don't think so, you know.
Well, geez, go on, break it down to me. Break
go
it down
on
to
I
me
don't think so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But we're saying we've kind of like got a lot of different interests, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, probably yeah not quite geeks, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, but the way I was brought up, no, and what my history own is,
yeah,
people could. I was brought up in a very nice village in Wiltshire. Okay. So, but I turned that
out.
That's
quite interesting. It's funny, yeah, you know what? It's funny that, oh, that she said that. That's why I wanted to hear that's someone say that. Theory. Because, yeah, when I was in jail one time, I had a conversation with someone and they were saying, I said what you said at first, and I used to think that, yeah. But then he basically said the same thing she just said, and was like, well, how'd you explain me?
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, that's my mom's this, my dad's this, and rare. And you know what, bro? That's I'm here with you. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of interesting.
I was like, true. I think sometimes
I think it's boring you.
Yeah. I think you get the ones where the circumstance pushes you.
Yeah.
But then you get the ones where, bro, it's just in you anyway.
Yeah. It makes sense.
It's like me, you know? Yeah. I moved to Newcastle, white area. Yeah. Just got shit on, yeah. Shit on off white kid. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. It's a totally wrong area, but I still turned out to be that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it mad. Don't matter where you go, I don't think. Yeah. It don't matter who you are.
Circumstances.
I think she's right.
There's kids, yeah, who you send to private school,
yeah,
spend loads of money on. But you know the kid who just goes to normal school? He'll do it anyway. He'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
You don't need that bullshit. You don't need that extra. No, it's there anyway, built in you.
Yeah.
I think so. They can stick you anywhere.
Think about it, think Mickey. Yes. Mickey didn't
stick
even go to school. Mickey didn't even go to school.
Yeah, he went school.
Around
mainly,
the area,
And
he's still...
Thinking about it now, actually, that's kind of gave me a different thought. That's gave me a different thought.
I think
definitely, because I think all of us as brothers, the one trait that we have is that we kind of like, we quite independent thinkers. The better way to put it, we don't take shit. Yeah, we like to analyze things, so we're not just going to listen to some rules. But that don't make sense. It don't fucking make sense, mate. Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's us. And that's, yes, sir, three bags full. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe now you've saying that, you know, it's kind of making me think.
Maybe it makes sense, man.
So who's going to do the first arrest story first?
So we're gonna have a
shit story. Your first arrest.
So, think of it like this now. You see, first arrest stories though. Yeah. See, in Handsworth, you'd just be chilling, yeah, and you know, riot vans will jump up out, you know, pounce on you, and you get arrested, let out later.
I know
think
what I got arrested it, for. Whoa, the first arrest. Exactly that.
What was it?
We was it was like a New Year. Was it New Year's or something again? Yeah. And then we was walking up to, was going to, what's that pub outside the green? Acorn.
It's not there no more. Yeah,
there was a little pub out there and he used to do like little Jamaican yardie dances, yeah? Mm-hmm. So we was going there, as there's a few of us. Basically, long story short, they wouldn't let us in. They
what age
to us.
Were you?
We was young, man. I was about 16, I think we all had red bellies and stuff at that time as well. So and then we didn't get Latin anyway. The guys are just looking at us like, nah, you ain't coming.
That's why,
do you get me?
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
That's why.
In the Jamaican
way of putting it,
you get me?
Red, all
so,
shit on
you. You get me? They sent us on our way. And then we're walking up the road. And remember, we got to the junction. Remember the crossroad? Like when you got into the Dudley Road. So we got up to there.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where the fuck these police cars came from. But one's come from behind us. One's come to the right. Don't you remember? It's like the fucking, they all just came on us. The armed feds.
Well, come on.
The fucking,
this shit's happened so many times.
They jumped out on us right beside the park. So it was outside, like beside the park, because we was going to John's.
Okay.
Yeah. Fucking hell, throwing out his name. Anyway, boom.
John out.
Nah,
it's all good, bro.
Yeah, it's all good, man. He's my boy, man. He's blessed, man. But imagine, so we was going to his yard, and then the feds had all jumped out on us, and
obviously, again, they're giving it the fucking... Anyone who had arm feds jumped out and them knows how to go on. Don't fucking move! Yeah. Oh, this,
get on the ground now!
Get on your foot in.
Exactly. Hear the funniest one. They're coming up to us like, do you have anything on you, mate? I said, listen. Calm down, first of all. Second of all, I got a knife.
I remember that. I remember that.
It's like, take it out! I said, I ain't fucking going for a knife. So you take it out of my pocket. I ain't falling for that. What, you want me to fucking go and get a knife?
Yes.
Fucking 30 bullets in me. I was like, nah, fuck that. You get my set of knives. What pocket? I'm like, I'm not even moving my hand. I'm like, this one. So they've gone and, you know, taken the knife out.
They just want an excuse, don't they? You know these edging, firearms ones that get trained up and all that. You know these feds that get trained up, yeah? They're getting trained up because they want to kill black people. This is why they're doing this job.
But check this
and out, immigrants man. And Muzzies. This is why you're doing this job. This is why you're taking it on. And they can't wait. They're like, well, make a mistake. Please. And then you don't. They go, oh, God.
I'll definitely say the trigger happy.
Definitely trigger happy. Because you think about it. Can you imagine training for as long as they train for?
Yes.
And then once you get put on the job, it's like, well, actually, you're just chilling. Mm. It's not Grand Theft Auto. It's not crazy.
It's not Grand Theft Auto.
So when something does come along.
You wanna. But that was the first one, man, and they brought me down. I'll never forget, down to Smithwick Police Station, and again, they're giving it all the night. Oh yeah, you've gone for a long time. They've just put up the sentences for these, this and that, and they're all fucking talking shit.
You ain't gonna see your mama again, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I think I spent the night there.
Shout out to Danny G. Danny G of Smevic. Shout out.
So, you know something, man. I want to ask you though.
Yeah.
You know, so I know you've been to jail in the States. Mm-hmm. Been to jail in the UK.
Mm-mm. Only visiting or doing talks.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the difference.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Well, Wild Man, my co-defendant, he'd done both.
Yeah,
and he was always talking about the differences to me, and
because it sounds to me like the normal American jails is like the normal. It's like is standard ACAT over here. Well, we would consider ACAT is their normal.
I think so. Yeah,
that's how I feel. You get what I mean, bro?
It's quite harder.
Have you heard Sean's story about the bull ring? Not the bull ring, the horseshoe.
Oh yeah, so Sheriff Joe was the boss of the jail where me and Wildman first went.
Yeah,
it's like you see in the movies. Have you seen American History X?
Yeah.
So if you're white, they just come up to you right away. Swastikas, lightning bolts, Hitler, all over.
Was it really like that though?
You did join. They did join this group, called the Aaron Brothers. Which is some
Aryan Brotherhood. Aryan Brotherhood.
Enron.
Some fucking KKK motherfuckers, yeah?
That's who runs
it. But you had to do that, didn't you?
You know, you have to join. You got to go to meetings, the white boy meetings.
Go on, let's hear what you're talking about. They vote
on who's going to be the new head of the whites when there's a white boy meeting. They come to your door. White boy meeting, cell 6, fucking 10 minutes. Whoever wants to be the new head of the whites gives his spiel, and then everyone votes on who's going to be a new head of the
fucking
whites.
Fucking Milky
Bar. But what's all that?
Serious.
Who's going to run?
What qualifies you to be the head?
Who's probably had the most fights and shit? Who's got the most tattoos?
I know, but then what do they say?
They're trying to sell themselves.
This is what we're going to do.
Like, yo, I'm the.
This is who we're going to beat up. This is what we're going to do.
All right, so whoever's the head of the whites, right? When I was there, the Italian mafia briefly took over from the Aryan Brotherhood because they had more people vote for the head of the Italian guy who became the head of the whites.
Okay.
And that was the best we ever had. It was under him. So he's then the head of the building, and he was outside smoking with the guards, telling the guards who was going to sell with who. He put my co-defendants in my same cell. He was fucking running it. And whenever there was going to be a raid on the building, he knew, and we'd fucking all hide our shit, and then the guards would bring us new bedding on his orders. And if you wanted to sell me, it was great. Under
how
him.
Did you know? You, yeah, know, you know everyone. What you know privilege? You being from the UK. Though,
that's it.
You know you being from the UK, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they all take you in there? Like, how did they?
So I played the English card. Yeah. Because they're like, you're a goddamn limey cousin from across the pond.
So they don't like you.
Yeah, they love us. They love us because they're like, you're our cousins from across the pond.
Oh, loving me. I'm English. Don't be loving
except,
me.
Except for
all you, all you.
Except for Independence Day.
You know, they go, I don't think so.
Independence Day, I had to hide out. Independence from England Day, isn't it?
Oh, fucking
yeah.
Yeah. You just hiding yourself. Yeah. And when they said, you know, basketball is the main thing, isn't it? And
did you know about
baseball and. What's that?
Do you know about the sport when you went in there?
No, I said, yeah, that's rounders, I think, in that end. Yeah. They weren't very happy. Just
rounders,
taking a piss.
Yeah, I remember
rounders.
What a shit
hanger. I said, the girls play it. I'm like, what?
It's all the girls when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you used to wear them short skirts, didn't
they? Did you see the basketball was that netball then?
The thing is, you got a clown. You got everyone's clown, and that's how you fit in.
You need a position.
Yes,
to fit in, and then you accept it.
So attack.
So you know, like you know, the same way you see it on the films, like the way the yard set out and the way everyone does laps standardly.
Yeah,
was it the same type of setting, like massive yard?
Same, but they took all the weights out because they were weaponized.
So all the exercise stuff
now is like pull-ups, dips, things that you can't weaponize.
Yeah.
What?
Nah, shit, isn't it?
Spain, same. There was no weights available. We had to make them with broom shank handles.
Three
of them, tie them together.
Yeah, you know what? I know in the US,
barrels
they keep
of
talking
water,
about it.
Barrels of water, just...
So you did get a spin class?
Yo, I tell you what's Aladdin. Crazy though. You know what though?
Zumba.
You know
get
what?
Get me a Zumba going down. Yeah.
When I was in
Holland, you can apparently.
When I was in Winching Green Jail. Yeah.
Winching Green Jail.
So when I'm in the jail now, like really, Winching Green is a holding jail.
Yeah.
So no one's usually in that jail over like 3 months, really, isn't it? Like a couple of months usually in that holding jail, and then you know usually a sentence shipped out, but. The way I had it I had it pretty nice in there. So I ended up, because this was, Winston Green is literally, bro, like, you talking, you could go like this and just walk down the road and you're in Handsworth, literally. You know what I'm saying? The jail is just in the middle of the hood. So it's like, this was crazy convenient for me to be there. My fam could just come easily. So I didn't really want to get shipped out.
Walking distance,
bro. So like,
you have to get the bus.
Bro, no fucking public transport.
Drive
you know what I'm saying? None of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
If it's like a mega bus,
we'll pass each other, mate.
If it's like a mega bus, you wouldn't have that drama because it always breaks down, doesn't it? Absolute useless. Mega bus, sort it out.
But yeah, when I'm in Winston Green now, I'm in there for like what? I'm in there for just over a year or something.
In a holding facility,
which is kind of crazy. Yeah. Like I said, because you're not usually in there for that long. But you know, the way I played my cards and music, I was able to stay there for a while. Mm. But anyway, I ended up getting into an argument with one fucking prick, bro, who was like, really and truly, he was from the ends where he was working there. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. You know, like when you get someone from the ends who gets put in a certain position, and instead of really and truly helping, they kind
of
just
instead of looking after the lads,
they just become a bit of a
turn into a twat.
That was one of these cases. So I get into an argument with this kid now. I'll be real with you, bro. He wanted me to fucking like I was head of one of the councils. Yeah. Anyway, call long story short, the kids wanted me to work with like the nonces and that, bro. I'm like, fuck that. Are you crazy, bro? Oh no, bro, that ain't happening right here. You know what I'm saying? And it was me and like two next Asian guys who were like, nah, what the fuck are you talking about? You get what I'm saying? Never in a million years is that happening, bro. Anyway, the next morning or some shit, bro, I got shipped out. You know what I'm saying, bro? I got shipped out and I got sent to a life of jail at the time. I think, but they have to change it now. I can't remember. But it was a life of jail at the time. And I got sent there.
What area was that?
This was, where's that? Where's,
Which one was it?
South.
Not
was
it South. Team.
What the fuck? What's this? What's
Is it Unley? It wasn't Unley.
Nah, man. The life
Swinney.
One. That's it.
Swinney.
So, this gel though, bro, is fucking nasty, bro. Like, yo, I stepped in this place. Yeah,
it's not bad people.
But hold on, you haven't been on the old side in the green.
In the green. Yeah, I've been there. Because obviously when you go there straight away, induction, that's the old side, isn't it? Bro, I slept in my clothes on that first night, bro. Like,
yeah, I say, the old side is fucked up,
oh, you've got nice story. Well,
you see in this next jail, like though, bro, like, I'm talking like, the cell, bro, was like about this big, bro, from like there to like here, bro. You could like, stretch your leg out and be touching both sides of this fucking. I shut the door and my window fell out, bro.
Fuck.
Like, I swear down, bro. This was some fucked up shit, man. But that jail there though, that was fucking. I can't remember how long I was there for, but what's crazy is every time I was in a room, yeah. Every single time I was in a room, you know, I was the only one who was going home. You know what I'm saying? It's like I would always look around and. You know what I'm saying? Just as I'm looking at everyone in this room, I'm thinking, yo, that's crazy, you know. Like, and a lot of them were younger than me at the time.
You know what I'm saying?
But they all got L plates, bro.
Were you there long enough where they're coming back?
Yo, imagine there was all sorts of kids though, man. You know who I saw? There was the kid, you know, the one who's from London, supposed to be like the youngest hitman or something. So all over you, like YouTube and youngest hitman.
Because he's not been arrested now.
Can we have a look at
Yeah, he's doing life.
Who's the youngest hitman?
I'm going to take a bathroom break. Because
he's been nicked, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to check it out for us? Yeah, thanks.
There was a kid.
No problem.
There was a kid who shot the person on the doorstep.
Oh, yeah.
It's a London kid. It was a big thing. You can just type it in. It's a big thing. But he was in there. All the youths at the time. Remember the helicopter thing?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of them was in there.
In the Birmingham riots, you know, when they're shooting after the helicopter.
Yeah, there's... There was a whole bunch of different people in there though, man. But
your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
But yeah, that was mad though, because like I said, every time, even when we went down to the masjid or whatever, like, bro, at least 70% of the peeps in there, you see them just sitting down praying and all this, and you're looking, you're thinking, boy, you know what I mean? Like, that's a different type of prayer.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going home, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a different one, man.
At least you know. You have a date or a time there.
You know
when you don't have that,
bro.
Yeah, that's a mindfuck.
Crazy man,
bro. Every day I stepped out myself, bro.
Anything to you, yeah,
brother. I motivated everyone all the time when I stepped out myself. I would be the one, bro, where I'm bringing everyone into the room upstairs. Mind you, no one gives a fuck about training, bro. I'm getting out though, bro. I got motivation and different driving, so I'm able to take everyone. I'm bringing them all upstairs, and we're like, yo, we're putting the radio down. Boom, we're training. Yo, let's get active. Da-da-da-da-da. And you know what? To be fair, the screws fucking... They loved it.
Yeah, probably.
It kept the fucking the wing.
Because you kept them under control, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk, bro.
Easy work on their part now.
Yeah, man.
Easy work.
And I'll be real with you, bro. My jail time was very easy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. A lot of people have like... Fucking... Like, don't get it twisted. There's, you know, your ones and two horror stories and shit, bro. But to be fair, I was... Nice sailing. When I got there, the screws just kind of understood what was what. Yeah. So I was gym orderly in 3 weeks, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was gym orderly 3 weeks, bro. You understand what I'm saying?
2 years it took me.
Saying, so you know
2 years it took me.
You understand what I'm saying, bro? So I was gym orderly straight away, bro.
And then
the whole time I'm there, bro, like, I'm not. You already know. You already know when you got these jobs, you're not banged up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even on, you know, your first lunch, when you get banged up straight after lunch, the first one, I wouldn't get banged up. I had the option. You can go back to the gym.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah,
I'm there
brilliant.
Training.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how my first period was. Yeah. Then I've gone to the life of jail. And then hear this. Now think about what I'm saying. This is a life of jail, bro. when you get a job in this jail, that's your job for a long time. You get what I'm saying? I was there, bruv, and I felt pissed off because I didn't feel like I should have been sent out of the jail. So I'll be honest, I was just antisocial. I got in there. Don't want to talk to me, please. I'm not going to cause, no, I'm not going to go on wicked. Mm-hmm. Just don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do my thing. And to be fair with you, the screws would come here and be like, yo, come, we need to just get you doing something. You know what I'm saying? And to be fair, the RAW gave me all the types of jobs that I know people would just love to have at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like the servery. Yes. They put me on gym orderly, yeah?
Gym orderly, yeah, perfect.
In the life of jail, bro.
Perfect.
You see what I'm saying to you?
Perfect job.
You see what I'm saying?
Perfect job.
In the life of jail, bro. You got what I'm saying, bro?
It's a job that everybody wants.
You understand what I'm saying, bro?
I get that, innit?
Yeah,
exactly.
How many of you have had that? Two or three of you.
You got what I'm saying? There's like three peeps. So you think, yeah, I'm a gym orderly, my whole sentence. You get what I'm saying, bro? So my whole thing was just different, and I just kind of understood how to move, like how to get the things you want to get. Uh-huh. You understand?
Play the game,
but still be able to tick all these boxes too. Mm. You get what I'm saying, bro? So like, I clocked that straight away. So my whole thing was, yo, let me get this job, let me get that job, let me get this rep job, let me get this one here, let me get that here. And anyone who was in jail with me, they know the way. It was almost like I could just kind of do what I wanted.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying, bro?
Yes.
But still, the respect level was all the way up there, though. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you see, jail's a funny thing, though, because it's very, very psychological. You get what I'm saying?
It's all mind games, jail.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of mind games, bro.
All of it.
If you can, you know, make them chess moves in your mind, you get what I'm saying, bro?
It's like chess.
Yeah, bro.
Exactly that.
Chess, do you play chess?
Yes.
Yes, chess, jail. Man. You play chess, don't you?
Yeah, man.
Yes. And then if you lose a game, it's heavy, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying?
exactly that.
But if you lose it on the out, it's nothing. If you lose it on the out, okay, fuck it, then give it a drink, yeah? In jail, it's like, okay, bro, I'll see you later.
You know what I mean? So, it's like, so yeah, man. Well, I don't think a lot of people, though, man, they experience.
It is like in jail.
What jail was that?
Spain.
Spain.
Spain. And England was the same.
How long was you in Spain? So, yeah, Spanish jail?
For 3 years. Spain was fucking horrible, man. Terrible. Terrible. Cat A, 40 heads in the wing, a third of them had AIDS.
What?
Oh, shit, man.
Because their sentences, they're all there for mass murders. The other world, 140 years. They're all.
Oh, you mean they're just in there fucking each other, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're all just fucked up. You know, injecting.
Oh, yeah.
Sharing needles and they're fucking each other. Yeah. It's just a shit pit, you know? It's a shit pit. But I was just falling straight into there.
That's fucked up.
That's how I do my sentence.
Yeah.
And they all had AIDS, I had fights on them. I've got scars on my hands. Off
yeah,
there.
You wouldn't even want to fucking people's scrap teeth, them, though, would you?
People's teeth, yeah. Because they had AIDS, right? I thought I had AIDS. Because I'm banging them, yeah?
Exactly.
They're attacking me. Yeah, exactly. Their blood's on me. Mine's on them. I'm like, right,
no,
okay.
But you know what, though? I heard, you know, like, when like, blood is splattering from a person who's got AIDS, that it's actually harder than you think for you to get AIDS.
Yes, it is.
I used to think when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I thought, like, if a drop goes on you, I thought, boom, that's it, you got AIDS. You know what I'm saying?
It knocks it back.
So I used to hear you could get AIDS from a toilet seat when I was younger. No. That was the most ridiculous rumor I've ever heard in my life.
Who told you that? Your first boyfriend. Who told you that? First boyfriend. That's my excuse for getting AIDS.
Yeah, where I was at, over half of them had hepatitis C from sharing dirty needles.
Oh, shit, man. For real?
Yeah, about 90% were shooting up heroin. Yeah.
That's heavy as well, man. They're all right, man. You have to in them sentences. And then big ones.
Long ones,
and then big ones, you have to stress.
You've got to get out of their heads so they don't think about serving all day.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what you had over here with the member. Everyone started smoking the member. It's funny because on the first sentence, member wasn't introduced when I was there. So it's kind of funny because in the jails it was still just bud or people had a bit of dark in there, you know what I mean? Mm. But then on my second sentence when I went, that was all gone. It was all member.
How can you smoke inside the jail in England? Mm. Weed. Does it not smell, obviously?
Yeah, so let me explain now, yeah? So let me explain now. So when I've first gone to Winton Green now, mind you, I've landed there just after his moved. You get what I'm saying? So it was literally overlapped, you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And when I've gone there, no, Mamba was not in the jail. Do you get what I'm saying? People used to just have, you know, bits are crumbled up, bud, and that. But this, you know, I don't know if it's because there's no bud at all in the jail. But for some reason, when you crumble a tiny bit of bud in that jail, it smells like a farm, bro. You get what I'm saying?
It smells like, yeah,
bro, it is crazy,
corridors, it just goes all over.
Yo, you can just walk to the person's cell. Like, it's you, bro.
Exactly.
Different fucking landings know it.
You know what I'm saying? But,
the so, fives know it if you're on the ones.
Exactly, bro. Literally, straight away. So when I'm there now for about a month, though, yeah, I'm seeing everyone smoke weed, you know, now and again. But they keep getting spun, and then just boom, piss test. Da-da-da, that's it. They fucked. You know what I'm saying? Then about a month into it, everyone starts to smoke this next thing. Now, I'm seeing everyone get high, but I'm not smelling nothing. You get what I'm saying? Which is weird because I'm thinking, how's everyone getting high? You know what I mean? So anyway, you know, show me what this is. Now, I thought this was bud crumbled up because it looks at, well, now I know what you can tell the difference, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But at first, it just looked like bud crumbled up. You know, like when it comes in a parcel or something, you press it down. That's what it looked like. You know what I'm saying? Now.
But no smell on it.
Nah,
smell. Nah. All right, so there is a smell.
There is smell, but once you know the smell,
once you know the smell, you know the smell.
But before that, it's not a smell.
Exactly,
you know what I mean.
Now the craziest thing now about this is because it had no smell like that, you would have people on the wing just smoking it. You get what I'm saying? So they'd just be there, just cranked, smoking it. Plus, because you could smoke in yourself
at the time,
at the time because you can't smoke in yourself.
Now you can't.
You can't smoke tobacco or anything.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? But at the time, because you could smoke tobacco in yourself and under. Out in the yard, it's like, you know, now you had people just blazing this on the landing because there's no smell.
Yes,
I'm talking like standing up beside the screw,
talking
to them and smoking this thing.
That happened, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That happened, yeah.
Now, I'll be real with you, yeah? So, I was a smoker when I went to jail, but then I just stopped smoking. But then, you know, as time went on now, and, you know, speech to smoking, you know, bud here and there, you know what I'm saying? I passed all my piss tests. I felt nice. You get me? So, I fucking... There's me now, like a fool. I'm there, like, you know, I'm smoking here and there. Then the one day now, yeah, there's two spliffs going around. Yeah.
So I passed
like four or five piss tests, bro.
So you passing that other shit?
So now, I wasn't smoking at all. Oh, no. Yeah.
That was the upside.
Yes. So check
this. That's why we're going to get pissed.
So you think of this, yeah? You're taking one drag of this. You're taking one drag of weed, bro.
Yes.
And you're risking it all.
You're done. 28 days.
But then this comes now. This comes along and it's like, well, you can smoke this as much as you want. Get as high as you want, bro. And no one is saying anything. You can smoke this wherever you want. You're passing every piss test.
I don't even know about this.
Cool. You know what I'm saying, bro? And then, you know, how much you're buying that for, then able to move that for, that profit's bananas.
How much was it?
You know what I'm saying?
How much was it?
So, I'm not sure when it first got introduced, but by the time I got there, my second sentence, they upgraded the smoke. By then, the screws are caught onto this Mamba stuff, so they started smuggling it in different ways, like pieces of paper.
It's just a chemical.
No, but here this,
put it on the paper.
Yeah, because you could put down the paper roll. But hear this though, yeah. So
how much is the price?
Well, one sheet of paper at the time when I had it.
Yeah,
I could break that down. Four, you fold it in half. Four, and you fold it again. You fold it. $1,600. At the time, if you sold it smalls. If you sold the sheet as one at the time.
Yes.
Obviously,
yes.
I don't know what the prices are now.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was 1,600 you could get.
Well, you there's people making crazy, crazy profit, bro. Bonkers profit.
That isn't really.
But, so I've smoked the wrong zoot, basically, in this cell. Dude, right. So they've passed the two spliffs around, bro.
Yeah.
I started smoking the wrong one.
Right.
Now, I'm telling you, I immediately knew I smoked the wrong one, bro.
Okay,
like,
yeah, you know the taste.
I've smoked this.
You know the taste, yeah.
Bro, it was like, as I smoked it and passed it back, everything froze. I was like, wait.
It's mad fucking.
This is not. I've literally said, yo, pass me that back. I said, give me that. I said, wait there a minute. Oh, shit. I gave him it back. I didn't even want mine back. I was like, you know what? Hold on, I'll be back in 1 minute. Now, I know that my brain is going all over the place right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep my cool though. So it's almost like I'm seeing everything from like a fucking third person view or some shit, bro.
Yeah.
So like I've gone onto this wing. I see one, there's one female screw. She's cool as fuck. I sit by her on the table. Bro, I don't know what conversation I had with her. I could have been talking the most bullshit ever, and I don't know what I said. And I've got up and I said to myself, you know, because I don't know what I'm saying, I need to just go to myself. Mind you, this is social. And I've voluntarily gone in and locked myself in there.
You needed to sit down.
Yo, I've laid on my bed like this, and I've just gone to sleep. You see, when I woke up, I said, I ain't touching that again.
Wow.
Never touching that again, bro. That fucked me up, bro. It felt like I was fucked for like 2 days as well. Mind you, you saw people, yeah, who were like somebody's, you know, smoke this and then be rolling on the floor calling for their mum, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
like, you saw this,
member attacks,
you know.
You call it member attacks.
Yeah. You call it member.
I don't even know. Mambulance.
Yeah. Spice all over Arizona now. Prisoners sitting people wigging out and everything on the Spice.
Fuck people up, bro.
I'm talking like literally coming on the wing and he's rolling on the floor saying, mum.
To be fair.
What's a highlight? What's a highlight?
Bro, I didn't enjoy it, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, it's a nasty one.
I didn't
one.
Enjoy it, bro. Like,
okay, it's a nasty one.
I feel like I wasn't in control, one. Fam.
You get paranoid.
Yeah, bro. It was
dirty feeling.
I felt wrong, fam.
Like speed. Like, fucking amphetamines.
What's wrong with amphetamines?
Amphetamines are horrible. They make you feel fucking dirty. They make you feel dirty, man. Oh, God. You want to get straight in the shower. As soon as you take it out.
What I was saying, when you sit down shower, you know when you want to come down.
You never did a hot rail.
Yeah.
You sit down
shower.
Yes,
Beth.
Beth is okay.
What always kept me up here, and I never did try. Well, I don't smoke anyway.
Yeah.
But when I go to jail, I used to smoke a bit of bud. You feel me? But imagine what made me never smoke it was this. Yeah. I realized, because obviously I'm saying, there's all bud here.
Yeah.
What's happened to the dark? Because obviously last time I was in jail, we used to be selling bud and dark. So I'm saying, there's no dark.
Yeah.
I realized all the users were smoking mamba. Now, here's the thing. I was like, okay. Yeah, it's making me wonder then. But then I was like, I asked one of the lads, I was like, yo, rare souls. He's like, yo, when he came in, he said he was rattling. This is what the lad told me. He said, listen, he's on a rattle. He's coming. He was rattling. Obviously, he needed smoke in it. Got bud. Steam fuck all for him. Obviously. Yeah. Got mamba. Took his rattle away.
So I'm
saying. Listen, that's all I needed to hear. That was enough for me to know. I ain't touching that shit.
Yeah, because if it's took away
the rattle.
Yeah, no, it's naughty. It's naughty.
It's not naughty
in it.
It's not like bud.
Something naughty.
I said, yeah, what? Yeah. I ain't touching that, bro.
Yeah, that shit.
That was it. You get me?
That shit is crazy strong though, you know, because here's what I'm saying, yeah. You're talking like a couple of crumbles, you know, bro. And that's blowing your head off. And there were certain people where you're seeing them having a member attack immediately. Like they're kind of billing it like they're building a proper spliff, but you can't treat this like weed.
No, you know what I'm saying?
You need to just
control them with the phone.
And
man.
These, yo,
you think if I put more, I'm going to get a little bit higher, but no, it don't work like that, does it?
Bro.
No, it's like a lot of drugs. GHB.
It's like when Wild Man drank the whole bottle of
THC.
GHB.
It's like everything. It's like every fucking
drank
drug.
Drank a whole
you know?
Bottle.
What happened to him?
As he got out the limo, his body went. And it took like six firemen to pick him up. He was so heavy.
Well, that was fast. No, he was out for at least half an hour. Yeah, I know. God almighty. But ODing. Don't do it.
You're about to say there's quite a few guys.
I'm going to get more high.
Yeah.
We've all done
it.
I've done that many times. Yeah.
You don't understand. You need to understand the drug, you know?
Understand what
you are doing.
But it's hard when you're fucked up because then you're thinking your barriers are down.
Do you know me? I'm still sensible with it. I'm still sensible with drugs. I am.
What, you microdose?
Now I do, yeah. I control my drugs, you know, because I've got a. I know how to take drugs.
Yeah, sensibly.
You learn that, you know?
Do not let the drugs control you.
Yes,
control the drugs.
Don't let the drug control you. You don't control the drug.
So you know with you now, yeah? You know, like you did, how long was it in Spain?
3 years.
3 years. So you know when you first went to jail, was it straight to that one?
Brixton I did, yeah, for 3 days. I got nicked Friday.
Yeah.
Credit card fraud. In Knightsbridge.
Lovely.
Yeah. Sure. I thought I'd just... because then I used to bash the cards, yeah? Anyway, I got fucking nicked, right? I got nicked.
Security guards got me, blah, blah, blah. I was 21. And they got me, blah, blah, blah. Friday, remanded Brixton because it's a weekend. And it says, we've followed this card and there's thousands have been smashed on this. So we ain't letting you go back home. Clothing and fucking flowers for girls, getting my girlfriend nice dresses. I spent it on bullshit and I had to pay it all back. I had to pay everything back. Yes, I did.
Nah.
All the fucking bullshit I did on it, I had to pay it all back.
Was that like a
probably, yeah.
Was that
yeah.
like a possession order?
Proceeds of crime.
Proceeds of crime.
Yeah. Fuck no, I was only young, yeah. But I said, okay, I'll just fucking pay it. As long as I get bail. 3 days. Brixton, that was rough, mind.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time I really encountered, like, black guys. And I was only a young boy, yeah? And I was small for my age. And these geezers are like you, yeah? Monsters in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, wow. It was like, boom. It just came down to me, you know?
Yeah.
23-hour bang-up all weekend, which I liked because I didn't want to mix with anybody because they're all big and fucking black, yeah? I didn't shit my fucking pants, yeah? I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, just leave my fucking cell, please, yeah? And that's what fucking happened, and I got the bail on the Monday. Tuesday, I got bail or something, yeah? My dad sent the bail in. I went, thank fuck for that. Yeah, get me out of here. But Brixton, back then, I was 21. We're talking 32 years ago. That's when you were born,
fucking
isn't
it? Hell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking. Yeah, bro, it was rough then, yeah?
I'd say probably slap it out.
Bro, listen, no toilet in the cell. No toilet in the cell, yeah? You got to shit and piss in a bucket. You got shit and piss in the bucket, yeah?
Yeah, because that's how I heard it was in Winston Green as well before.
Yeah, you got shit and piss in the bucket, man.
God, every time I've been arrested, I've had a nice toilet.
No water.
I had a toilet as well. And I had a bucket.
Without the AIDS on it. So you've talked about some of your prison experiences. What led to your first arrest that sent you to prison?
I guess I'll start because I guess I went prison first.
Yeah.
To me, it's kind of funny because I had a lot of charges going on at the time. But like I was saying to you earlier, it's like I kept there's so many different charges I kept beating all these cases. Yeah. You start feeling like you're a bit of the man as well. And
You
know what I'm saying?
John Gotti.
That's all right. Because it gives you a like,
full sense of fucking untouchableness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, if you had a bit of guidance and a bit of understanding, then you probably understand that, yo, mate, you've just been fucking lucky. Yeah. Calm the fuck down.
Basically.
Yeah? But young and dumb, you just carry on, innit? So, imagine I'd beat all these other cases at the time. And the big one that I thought I was going to get go jail for at the time, I actually didn't end up going to jail. They came and raided the house at the time for...
What was that for again?
The firearms and...
Well, why did they raid that in the first place, though?
Because... Okay. Basically, they got intelligence that I had some firearm at the house. But what's happened, this is after my brothers got shot. So what's happened is he got shot. We're saying, here, what? We're going to go retaliate. Yeah? Okay. As you do. You know what I mean? We ain't taking that. And I said, all right, we're gonna send a message this time. You know what I mean? So we arranged to get some heavy artillery, if you want to put it that way. Yeah. So we said, all right, safe. This is what we're going to do. We arranged it, this and that. And it's kind of funny because casually, like, we'll be at our mom's house. And I love my mom, you know what I mean? She's not dumb. She knows exactly what's going on, but she's just...
Leaves you to it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And she's just cool, but you can't do nothing in front of her. Don't fucking show her
involved.
Anything. Yeah, she's not involved, but don't show her in because she's, you know what I mean? She'll make you know you can't fucking do that here in the house, but we used to do it anyway. So we're in the house, yeah? So we're in the house, and then I told my brother at the time to come look after my niece because I was looking after my niece, but I needed to go grab, you know, certain things. So by the grace of God, really, he didn't turn up. And I was getting mad with him. I can't even remember if you remember the phone call. And I was actually phoning him. I actually phoned him cussing like, yo, you fucking, you know, it's fucking serious. You should, why in the fuck ain't you here? Whatever. And like I said, this is supposed to be at the house. And like I say, we're not even talking like 9 mils. We're talking serious things. You get me? So next morning, first thing in the morning, like I said, it's supposed to be here. I'm supposed to have it. Yeah. But like I said, but just a mix up. My brother not coming. It didn't happen. Bam. Doors off in the morning. First thing in the morning. Police. You know, firearms warrant. They got reason to believe that I got this, this and that there. They got some intent. I was thinking, what the fuck? I'm thinking, this don't make no fucking sense, bro. Now, this is what kind of starts waking you up to the roads. You know what I'm saying? As you want to put it. Because it's what kind of gives you a different perspective. Because if anyone knows us as brothers or even certain of the family will know that we function in a certain way. So there's a lot of morals and ethics and unwritten rules and codes that you follow. Yeah. And we used to follow all of them.
What were the codes?
Well, you know, you don't snitch. You don't do all the, you know what I mean? Just the basics. Just the basics. You know what I mean?
Some of you will break. What you don't realize. But minor ones, yeah? They don't
exactly.
Mind.
What you don't, what you don't realize is that
the
there's people out here.
You don't speak to feds.
Really speaking to feds and doing all this shit. You think it's on the movies until I realize, yo, this shit's really taking place.
People really do because you don't, sit down and talk with
those. I know they do.
There's no way, bro.
Meetings on.
Yeah, man. There's no way at the time. They're supposed to know that anything was there. Does that make sense? So only I know. My brother knows. The guy where I'm going to knows. But then hear this. I ain't going to say his name. I seen a fella. Yeah? And at the time, he was like, yo, what's going on? This, and that. How's things? How's bro? I said, yo, this, and that. Well, I considered him a, you know, bedroom or whatever at the time. And then, so I said to him, I said, yeah, what? Fuck that. Yeah? When you hear on the news later that this has happened, yeah? Just know. That's what I said to him. I said, just know, because we're going to go. I literally told him we're going to go to doing this now. You feel me? So you got 4 people. Yeah? Doors off in the morning. And it's like, well, obviously my brother never told. The guy I'm going to, his a brother based. He hasn't told.
You know already.
I didn't even jump to that conclusion first straight away because I'm a person where I'll give everyone the benefit of it. I'm not one of them people. I'm not gonna just think bad of somebody. So I'm just thinking somehow I was moving silly. Yeah. That somehow they fucking came. You know what I mean? So they came in the morning, like I said, by the grace of God, it weren't there, but they got a shitload of ammunition. Just picked up loads of 7.62 rounds, 5.62s. Just loads of shit. You feel me? So, and there was this.
He still ended up getting arrested. He just wasn't as bad.
Yeah, so there was a 38. They were trying to do this for a live firearm, but the firing pin went under because it's decommissioned. But they're trying to say, at the time, it's a firearm because all it's missing the firing pin. We'll say, listen, mate, we got it as it was. So, you know what I mean? So there was that argument. So at the time, I was on a firearm and ammunition charges. You know what I mean? But like I said, I'll go into the this other guy in a minute, but that was the charge. And then so
what?
I ended up going to the thing. So I took, obviously it's banged to rights in it. I'm not gonna make my fucking mom go through that. I said, listen, that's all mine. Because obviously if I say it's not mine, they're gonna start talking to my mom. Nah, mate, that's mine, of course. Whatever bird it is, I'll take the bird, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I actually ended up going to court and I shit you not. I said bye to everybody. I got community service. I'd never been in trouble before. Listen, I don't know how. Listen,
no.
So, okay. There was a house.
They wanted to watch you.
No, bro.
I tell you,
nah.
The barrister, I'm not going to lie.
I'm sitting there.
The barrister was sick.
Nah, but here
the barrister was awesome.
So he was. So
She was.
Was it
as a female, she was.
Girl power.
Yeah, girl power.
Oh, that fancy was awesome.
I don't remember now.
She went fancy to you. She went the extra leg.
I remember what she was wearing, man.
Sometimes they do
the
extra leg, man.
But I tell you what, though. You see, when I was listening to the judge, though, yeah, when I'm listening to her, and then they started speaking about
the military side of stuff,
because
obviously they're saying
softened it a lot.
Yeah, because they said obviously
softened the blow,
you know,
100%.
Certain
Yes.
100%.
Ammunition to say, well, there's.
I'm telling you, bro, she looks differently.
It's not unusual for, say, military personnel to have ammunition. It's different if I wasn't military. See what I mean? So obviously, it's a different angle now you're coming from. If I was just Joe Bluggs, then it would have been like, how the fuck?
No, I get it.
You get me? It's like taking a pen from work. You know, not quite, but you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
So similar.
Not quite, obviously. It's not.
Everyone in this room stole a pen from Argos. Or a pencil from IKEA.
There you go. So like I said, the barrister was really good and I ended up getting community service. So That was mad because I left that court that day thinking, I thought I was going to jail for a long time. So I was thinking, what the fuck? So I didn't even know what to do with myself.
But now they're hot for you.
I had exactly the hot for me. You I had a pending charge, some fraud. I had some fraud. Yeah, so I was thinking, no one fucking goes to jail for that's bollocks. I didn't even look at that as a crime. Like, that's not even a, that's nothing.
I don't, I didn't think it was either. Until I had to pay it off for the back. All the flowers she was getting every week. She's going, oh, you're lovely. I was going, there's no problem, no problem. Until I got the bill at the end when I got.
Bro, that was a hit.
Listen, I could just imagine.
To be fair, I didn't have to pay mine back with the fraud. But what happened is I ended up going court and then, I didn't get the pucker.
Okay,
current. But what happened though is obviously I'm thinking it's fraud, whatever. Even if I get found guilty, it doesn't matter.
That doesn't even count, does it really?
Mate, after all those other charges, you know what I'm saying?
You had the feds that were under other charges coming to court. So you had other feds coming just to see what's going on. You know what I'm talking about.
Aggravating your sentence.
Exactly. Yeah. So now what's happened? I got found guilty. I'm still thinking it's not too bad.
Some fraud,
mate. I got 3.5 years.
White collar. How many?
I got 3.5 years, bro,
for fraud.
I was like, what? Like, what the fuck? 3.5 years. And obviously, at that time, anyway, when I was in jail,
you walked on the earlier one. Yeah.
Exactly.
They just wanted me.
They said, whatever we get you for, we're just gonna slam him.
Well, that's what they do afterwards.
That was it. They just.
They don't work.
Sound like Al Capone.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Really?
Tax.
Yeah, yep. Man.
Couldn't get him on the rest.
Man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Tax. I always say to people, you should not be scared of the police. You should be scared of the tax man. He doesn't play.
Yeah, he doesn't play games.
But the thing is, though, yeah, it's like what year was that?
That was like. I think that was that 2012?
Was that how I'm trying to think.
I think that was 2012, you know. I think I got 2012. Yeah, because what happened? I got extra 6 months.
But this is the thing, though. You know, you see when you go, all right, then even with a sentence like that, though, for something where you think, yo, you shouldn't have got that for that. Yeah, sometimes what you find yourself, it's still kind of being happy for the sentence you got, even though it's bullshit.
Because you know, I miss so much. And then you wait.
Come on, yeah, bro. You think it ain't too bad?
Oh shit, I got away with.
If I got bad shit, I'm doing life.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you take it on the chin.
You just take it on the chin, bro. Like, all right, cool.
Wipe your mouth and get on with it.
Yeah, bro. No cry, we're still. No.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Come on, man. Accept your karma cheerfully.
Trust me. Yeah.
That was minor, man.
It all works out even for all of us, really.
That's it.
So which prison did you land at first time?
First time, same thing, just the green.
Yeah.
But it's different to my brothers because everyone kind of knows my brother more around, so he's a big unit and he just looks scary. Me, exactly like you said, baby face. I kind of got to prove myself more. You know what I mean? So unless you know me, then you know, Shake's a serious guy. Uh-huh. But if you don't know me, you'll look and think, he's a fucking mug, ain't he? People look and then think that, and then what happens is, you see, hold on,
wait a minute. Let me just say something.
Come on,
watch this.
This guy, yeah, see, this explains it. Yeah. He has this thought in his mind, yeah, that this is how everyone sees it.
Nah,
I'm going to show you something. Wait, watch this.
What I'm saying, though, is...
No, this is why you're punching him up so fast.
There's more altercations, yeah? So,
mine wasn't like his, I was just on one.
Because I was just like, yo, I ain't getting taken for a prick.
Yeah.
So literally I got extra like 6 months.
Yeah, but
imagine, I was in there and literally from the first day, I was just fucking dudes up, man. Battered screws, fucking everything. The lock was just fucking shutting.
But this is the thing, yeah.
Was doing everything.
This is the thing, though.
Your head just got a bit fucked up.
He was just moving reckless, though.
Did your head just got a bit fucked up at first?
It wasn't fucked up. It was quite.
Or did you say fuck you up?
I knew exactly what I was doing.
Fuck you up.
It was just exactly. It was that. It was fuck you up.
So talk me through beating up the screw. Come on.
Oh, the screw. That one was quite funny.
Did he start it? Was he?
Yeah. He didn't actually start the. He started.
Yeah, this screw was a prick, bro. Because I came across him.
He had it coming.
Yeah, he
exactly.
was a prick, bro.
It's one of them. He used to go. He used to try and wind up all the.
He did, man. He was
the prisoners and stuff. Yeah?
Yeah.
And listen,
how was he winding? What was he doing?
He would try and cause stuff with you on purpose. But mind you, this is a prick, and he's acting like he's sticking it on you.
Yeah, and he's.
And you're thinking what? You
can't stick it on me. Authority.
It's like he knows he's gonna like. You know what I'm saying? What's the word I'm looking for now, man? When someone's trying to
provoke you,
man.
Yeah, he was definitely trying to.
That's why you always use try and do, man. 100%.
He's definitely provoking, but I stayed away from these officers and stuff. I used to just do my thing. Don't get me wrong. I was never rude to officers, but I used to just do my own thing, whatever. You know what I mean? So if an officer did tell me to do something, I wouldn't fucking have an argument with them. Sweet. That's what you want me to. Sweet. You get me? Crack on.
Best way to be.
That's exactly how I was. You know what I mean? Anyway, for whatever reason, I think he's got caught with a phone. Anyway, I was like, I'm basic. You know what I mean? So, So I was behind my door. And then...
Bro, he didn't even try and hide the phone.
Nah,
bro.
It's just...
Because you know at the time... let him tell it properly. let him tell it properly. Because a couple of my other cousins were on the wing at the same time.
They were
with him. So, when I've spoken to them on the phone, they were like, bro, he didn't care, bro. He was just on his bed. I was like, oh, it's over there.
Yeah, nah, that's exactly how it was. The child was still plugged in the wall. I got the
bones. Steak.
The bones by my pillow. I'm like, listen, we don't need to. Here's the phone.
Fuck it. Innit?
There's the charger. Just fuck it, innit? Whatever. You know what I mean? You don't even need to.
Save them messing up the cell and all that shit.
But anyway, I'm behind my door. I was supposed to be coming off basic that day. I know I was supposed to be getting a review. But listen, I played the game. I'm not going to. Cause no scene. I'm gonna ask the officers what's going on. But a lot of lads used to come to the door because you know what I mean. Obviously, I was one of the guys in it, so obviously they keep coming to my door like, yo, what's going on? So anyway, it's come to the end of social. I was like, I got in the bell because I needed to make a phone call. I said, excuse me, dude. And the guy's like, listen, he's just come. Literally, he's opened the door, just started shouting and giving it loads straight away. And I had to ask him. I said, listen. I feel like you're trying to provoke a response here. Like, I don't get why you're behaving like this. I said, have I ever been rude to you before? No, if you ask me to do something, do I do it? But he's still giving it loads. Oh, and he's like, yeah, shut the fuck, slam the door. I'm talking, bang in my face. If it was an inch in front, that would have smashed me in the face, man. I was like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to fuck him up. And that was it. I was like, nah, fuck it. So I just sat down. All I had in there was like a little radio. Because I don't even have a TV in there. So I just got this shit CD with like 3 songs on there. Some Tupac. I'm playing like Gangsta Party on Tupac on repeat. Because it's the most gangster. Because the other ones are like Changes. And you can't get angry listening to Changes. So I got like Gangsta Party playing. I got Gangsta Party on repeat. It's like, yeah, all right, sweet. As soon as this opens, it's going off. They've opened the door. I said, you know what? Fuck this. I've gone to the side because we're under fours. I've gone to the railing because I'm looking for a few lads. I'm looking for a couple of guys who owe me some money as well. So I'm kind of having a look down, see if I can see them. Eunice, is that the phone? Like, just shout. I said, yo, who the fuck are you talking to? So then he's gone to do this thing where he gets in people because he always gets in their face.
He does,
and,
man.
Yeah. So he's run over to me, like, to get in my face. So I've gone over to him, and as soon as he's come over, I just literally grabbed him, picked him off his feet. Yeah. And I think when he was off his feet, he realized he had fucked up.
Yeah, because wait. Don't let my brother fool you, yeah. He's not slim, you know. He might be wearing his coat. Right. He's not slim.
Let's see what's under that.
He's strong guy. His eyes.
Carry on, though.
I literally just picked him up and just started smashing him around like empty tracksuit, you know what I mean? And he's just there fucking, I'm just smashing him around everywhere, just off everything, fucking smashing him up the fucking tables, smashing him on the floor. But I haven't actually hit him. Yeah, I'm just smashing him everywhere, yeah? And then I only came to my senses when I had him. I'm literally over him now. And I just got him on the floor, fucking smacking his head off the floor. And what stopped me, I think, was the look in his eyes. I could see he looked like a child. You know, like when a child's petrified. Mm. That's exactly the look in his eyes. And I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, look at you, you prick. And you antagonize and caused this. And now look, you're looking like a fucking stupid kid that's scared. And you know, I just looked at him and I was going to bang and I thought, if I punch him, I'm gonna break some bones in his face. So I said, you know what? It's like, look at you, fucking twat. They put him down. Then he's got on his fucking, you know, the little radio and all the fucking 15, 20 of them burst through. But because we was kind of running the wing at the time,
they're not going to behave a certain way with us.
Yeah, so they've all come running through because usually what happens, obviously they'll start fucking me up. That's exactly how it would go. But because I've got pull on the wing, as soon as they've tried to run out, literally, they've just started getting thrown around because all my boys have come out. They've started picking up screws, throwing them around as well. Shit. So they're like, oh, fuck. So then they realise, nah, we're not coming for that. So they've kind of started negotiating and bartered. I'm acting like I'm hard. Really? My arsehole's doing this now. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to give it beans now. I'm like, nah, fuck that. I ain't going down there because they're like, Eunice, we got to bring you to the block. Like, we have to. I'm saying, nah, fuck that. If I'm going to the block, yeah? Mind you, I'm just trying to give it the big end, you know what I mean? Really. I'm shitting it anyway. I'm saying, I ain't going down there in cuffs. You ain't twisting me up because usually you're fucking all twisted up. You've seen it, you know what I mean? You'd be twisted up, getting digged up and that. Anyway, they're like, nah, you proper negotiated this whole thing. I've gone down to the block. I tell you what, I didn't even go to sleep. I thought, yo, they're going to come in this block and try and fuck me up.
Yeah.
I didn't even go to sleep, man. I was just awake. I didn't even go to sleep. Because I'm thinking, as soon as that fucking opens
this screw,
up,
that screws
up. And they never did.
You always get one motherfucker.
Because imagine.
I think the other officers didn't like him.
Imagine.
They probably would have.
I ended up on the same
thing.
The other officers came and spoke to me. You remember Mr. Dunn? He was ex-forces as well. So we used to get on. We always used to speak.
So
I'm saying to them, I say, listen, I ain't talked to anybody apart from Mr. Dunn. That's the only guy that can come and talk to me.
He was all right, though.
Yeah, he's sound as fuck, man. Right.
Mr. Dunn came. Mr. Simpson.
Yeah, Mr. Simpson, yeah. Cool. They've come and he's speaking to me. You get me? And he kind of all sorted out. But he was even like, yeah, he's a fucking prick he is anyway. You know what I mean? So
you were his karma. Did his attitude adjust after that?
It changed. I'm not sure by the time you came there. I'm not sure. Yeah. But at least for a good, solid, how... For all the time I was there, he was a mouse. He was
actually a prick.
Did he know you two were brothers?
Nah. So this is how I know he's a prick. So watch this now. Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. No associate, because he's not even thinking like that. He's just being a prick. You know what I'm saying? Then the one day I'm on the wing now, yeah? Mind you, this geezer, when he first met me on the wing, he never liked that I had so much pull immediately. Because I've come on this wing, and straight away, because everyone, obviously, it's just boom. Here's what it is. Whether you're going to survey and they give, everyone's voluntarily giving me extra, extra, extra. And even when he's got something to say, they're like, don't worry about it. I gave him my one. So now he can't say shit. You know what I'm saying? He never like it. So he keeps trying to pick at little things, but I'm thinking, you know what? I ain't even going to act up to that. When you talk to me, I just ignore you.
Yes.
I don't even hear you. You get me? And I just carry on. Then the one day now, yeah, I'm on the ones. Yeah. We got four. There's four landings. I mean, you know, on the L wing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So boom, I'm on the landing now. Every morning, bro, my door gets popped early because I'm a gym wardly and all these things. You know what I'm saying? I always play my music. I always do what I'm doing. You usually have people calling me and giving me selections like, yo, put on this tune. And you know, I just, I bring that energy cool, to man. The wing, bro. Like,
yes,
you know what I'm
saying?
Yes. Yeah, like,
bro, I've seen properly, your video as well.
I swear down, I did all that shit, bro.
Big you up in the video, yeah. I'm going to big him up in the video. I'll watch your video, yeah.
Nah, trust me. Like, so.
Yo, that was cool, man. It was good.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm selecting up these tunes.
Can
now.
I just say something as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Fighters, I do, yeah? A fighter, he watched your video, he does, bare knuckle. He's fighting in Stoke December the 6th in Stoke.
But he does the
BKK. He says, I would love if you walked out with me with a live rap.
Oh, yeah.
Pay-per-view as well, yeah?
Yeah.
To pay-per-view, yes?
Yeah, yeah,
onto Rad style,
yeah? I'm on that.
I'm a fighter, yeah?
I'm on that, because I love that bare knuckle. Oh, he
says, if you walked out with a live rap, wow.
What one would you do?
He'll make it up as he goes along, man. It's only a few lines, for 30 seconds.
Yeah, man. 30 seconds.
Boom.
Yeah, I got 30 seconds. Yeah, man.
Are you very quick at rapping? So you just make it up on the spot?
Well, yeah, I think so. He is, man.
Like that, I probably already got something.
Easily. He'll just walk to you. He'll just come to you when he's do it. Boom, boom, boom.
That'd be good, though, man, because like I said, I like all that.
Stoke.
Yeah. I'm on that.
Right, okay, brothers. Right.
Sean can rap.
Boy, man. What?
Fuck off. You're taking the piss. Jen can rap.
You know that?
He's like the ball down in NBA.
Which one?
I would sing back. My sex is similar to the condom filler. You know that one?
Oh, shit.
I know it word for word.
All the way to Dan and G's house. She's got rap music on, haven't you? All the way to Dan and Tom's.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's the one. Yeah. Well, yeah, back
to
this.
Yeah.
I won't give a dare.
So imagine, the one day now, I'm playing my music on the wing. This is early in the morning. My door, So as I'm playing this music, you know, like, I don't hear my door open, but you know when you just get a feeling? You know when you're in jail, bro, your back could be turned, bro, when you just get this feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about? Atmosphere changes.
Yeah, and I've turned, and yo, bro, this geezer's right there in my cell, First of all, you don't step in my cell, bro.
Yes, you don't do that.
You don't step
in
my cell.
You stay outside,
that feels like arms out straight away.
Just knock on the door.
You know, just open my door and from a distance talk to me.
Stay outside.
You know what I'm saying?
Speak.
Yeah, bro, this is my house right now.
No trespassing.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So anyway, he's in my door, bro, and he's shouting at me. Bro, my music's playing. I said, what? He's shouting at me, bro. I was like, hold on, I turn my music down. This guy's like, yo, turn that off. Very. Mind you, I can be playing my music as loud as I want it. This guy's actually just trying to tell me, turn that off. You know what I'm saying? Wow. I said, huh? I said, wait a minute. Because he tried to,
What color was it? White, black, brown?
Same screw, bro.
Oh.
Oh. Same
screw,
bro.
Screw,
Toby.
Yeah.
Mr.
I can't remember his name,
Let's keep names out.
Mr. Pricks, you get me?
Yeah.
So this guy now, though, it's the same one from him. This is what I'm saying. He's just an idiot, bro. Because, I've put my shoes on now. I'm saying, wait, what? So I've gone straight out there. I'm saying, yo, who the fuck are you talking to? You know what I'm saying? But I kind of, I knew though, that was the same screw with him though. But that screw didn't know that I was his brother. You know what I'm saying? So I knew that I knew that this was a provoking.
You might have known interlinked information. So he wanted to piss you off because of
it. It could have been.
They all talk. You know them screws? Them screws all fuck each other anyway. Them screws all fuck each other anyway, Male, female, a lot of them. They're all fuck interlinked, interbred motherfuckers, That's why they do that job.
You know what? They're wrong. Enough of them. But yeah, bro, this gives a
screw incest.
To be fair, though, in jail and that, for me, I nip things in the butt from early. The moment I felt like he even gave me that funny vibe now to actually, because that was the first time he proper spoke to me, you know what I'm saying? And he was rude like that. Like, I had to just go straight over to him and just let him know what was what. Like, I'm not him you usually talk to, bro. You know what I'm saying? And to be fair, once I just gave him that straight man-to-man, I don't know who you're used to talking to, looking fucking, bro, look me in my eyes now when I'm talking to you, because this is a serious conversation. Like, bro, anyway, he understood. And from there, to be fair, he was cool. Mm. He actually started going out of his way after that to do things for me. He actually became the screw, where I would be like, come do this for me. Open his door for me.
Nah.
Open this person's door. He actually became that one. Which is funny because he was the prick at first, that's what I'm saying. But once I just had that.
Did you get any drugs off him?
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, shit like that.
It's like a Wizard of Oz story, isn't it? Scary fucking thing behind the screen.
The screws and motherfuckers, yeah.
You called him out and pointed his place.
We found out what the screw meant the other day, didn't we, by David Robinson?
Oh, yeah.
So what was it again? Remember. So it wasn't to do with the fact of them saying to you, it was because the old school doors, there used to be a screw thing that could tighten up.
Yeah, that was it.
Tighten up. What was it? You're going to have to...
Well, like they used to tighten the door.
That's what everyone used to think.
Where the word screw came from. It was explained to us the other day.
Yeah.
Like the old school mechanism.
Screw you down, don't they?
Remember David McMillan was talking about it.
It was a hand crank.
They're keeping you down.
And they had to do that.
Yeah.
And if you made it look too easy, they'd tighten it up with screws.
Oh, for real? Oh, so wait. So you had to do something and then they would tighten it.
And if you make it too easy, that's...
Brother, how many? 10,000?
Yeah, just like the main...
One.
And then they tighten the screws two. On the
that's
crank.
10,000. That's loads.
Yeah.
Right.
I bet not do that movie too much.
What case? Yo. What case were you in prison for at this point?
I was in for firearms.
So what's the story behind that?
So I had this... I had a 4.5, a Colt 45, and... On this day, on this morning, I had it on me this morning. We just come from the gym. Yeah. You already know. We just come from the gym and that.
Sorry, you just come from the gym?
Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
With that?
Yeah.
It goes down that way, man.
Birmingham, anything can happen.
They know where you're at.
At any location. That's what I said earlier.
Where you're at, yeah? They know what time you're training.
It's not Selly Oaks.
You know what I mean? But what's happened is we've gone linked up with some peeps. Then we've gone to drop something off. Now, you know, I don't know if it's because I just did this workout or what, yeah, because I did a serious back workout in the gym. And this is like 9 in the morning. I did that, you know what I'm saying? We're active from early. So, like, I'm in the car. He's come out the car to go do something. It's me and the next one in the whip. I fall asleep in the car, bro. I fall asleep in the car. That's
driving
the straight, like, nah, I'm just a passenger. Right. I'm riding shotgun, so I'm just here. He's there in the car. But, like, obviously, he's come out of the whip to go do what he's doing. We're here in the car. It's only supposed to be a couple minutes max. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're on kind of like a back road. To me, there's nobody else on this road. But clearly, I don't know if it's someone from around on the street or whatever, but police have been called, though, nonetheless. Now, when I wake up, it's almost like a sixth sense because I've woke up about 10 seconds before they've pulled up. Do you get what I'm saying? So, as I've woke up, I've looked to him. Boom, the cars just start coming. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, why the fuck has this geezer made me sleep? Like,
sorry.
I understand that. No, listen. Because I totally get that I've fallen asleep and I've fucked up. But why have I fucked up? Then you just watch me continue to fuck up. Like, wake me up. You know what's going on right now. You know what's going on. You get what I'm saying? Wake me up, bro.
Or...
You know what I mean? So anyway, that's how I felt anyway. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the feds have all pulled up. Like fucking, you know, they were talking shit about, oh, they could smell weed in the car and all this. This is like one of their number one, get you out of the whip business. You get me? So, cut a long story short, all I'm thinking in my mind is, you can't search me, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to happen. You get me? So when I've come out of the car, you know, we're standing up. To be fair, I'm keeping my cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the guy's like, you know, oh, you know, you search, I'm going to search this one. But as he's turned, like, I've just blew, bro. Like, immediately, that was it. Like, the moment he turned his back, the moment I saw it opening, that was it. You know what I'm saying? So the way the road's set out now is, like, we're on the back road and you come up it, then you're back on the main road, and then there's another road that goes down. So now, when I've gone onto the main road, I can see all these buses, everything's going past. Now, the fucked up thing was, I've got this 4.5 in a pouch, but the pouch is on me, but it's under my coat, almost like a holster. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like this. So that's ideal for, like, if you, you know, he's moving around or whatever, but in a scenario like this, it's completely fucked up because I couldn't get to it fast. You get what I'm saying? So I'm running. Bro, you're having to, you're talking like, you know, it sounds simple. Yeah, yeah, it sounds simple. No, zip down your jacket. It's not. Bro, it was the hardest thing in to do.
What,
you know
like
what
running saying? And running, zipping.
Zip it down. Take this out. Bro, it's crazy, bro. Like, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And remember, you're trying to do something discreet too.
Yes.
You're not trying to just be like, you know what I'm saying?
No time to wipe your prints off.
You know what I mean, bro? It's fucked. So you're literally trying to put this down as discreet as possible because you know your prints on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So anyways, now, I've managed to do that though, pretty nicely. You know what I'm saying? And I was confident that like I was cool. So I've carried on running, but then I've kind of just stopped. You know what I'm saying? And you know,
where did you put it?
So this is the thing, as I'm cutting around the corner, I've managed to actually take it out and do like a smooth motion, bro, and just kind of put it in and keep it moving. But the crazy, here's the craziest part though.
Moving on the corner.
Bro, not one person saw this, yeah? Whoa.
Yes.
What? So check this out now. So I've gone down the road. The police come up to me. Yo, what's going on? You know, they grab me. Yo, why you running? I'm saying, yo, you know what it is? I thought I had a warrant. I didn't want to get in trouble. So, you know, I just kind of took off, but I've stopped now. You know what I'm saying? They're like, all right, we'll just stay here. Rare. They put me in the van. As they put me in the van, yeah, everything looks like it's running smooth because I'm in there for a couple of minutes and everything's cool. You know what I'm saying? Heart rate's gone back down. Everything's just, you know, you just, I was feeling blessed, bro. So they've searched me and the geezer's like, I'm like, I've said to him, I got a spliff in my pocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just gave it to him. Okay, he's like, cool.
To
be fair with you, bro, he didn't give a fuck about that. He was like, oh yeah, all right,
if
just stay here.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? After all that running. You know what I mean? But this guy now, all of a sudden when I'm in the van, out the window, I just start seeing loads of movement. So I'm thinking, I don't like the feel of this now. Then all of a sudden, boom, they come in, obviously looking like with their big grins.
Yeah.
And okay, we arrested you.
Got you big time, baby.
Obviously, they're smiling too much.
Big one. Right, go on.
Crazy, bro. Okay. But like, they ended up bagging me with that, yeah. But here's the part. Later on, when I end up speaking to, you know, solicitor, I find out now, yeah, that as I took that out, some random good fucking Samaritan saw me when he was driving past, bro.
This guy was driving past, bro.
This is why I didn't see him, because I figured there was no one there, bro.
Go on.
This guy saw me. He decides to, out of his own fucking, to turn around, find somewhere to park up, jump out, go to the police, and say, oh, I just saw something over here. They did not know that was there, bro.
They need
this geezer came and got me just...
That's what they need, man.
So anyway, now, I was pissed. Oh, I was pissed, to be fair, but then I got over
probably a blessing at the time,
that's what
though,
I'm saying. I got over it still, but... But it was mad though, because I tell you this, when I was in Winton Green, I went to Winton Green, I was there for like 2 months, I got sentenced. But when I got sentenced, I didn't do the whole, you know, the big old pre-sentence report thing and all of that shit. I kind of went there, bro, and I just said to them straight away, my barrister, he made me know, if you're coming in here to plead today, you may as well ask to be sentenced at the same time, because he was like, to be fair, all that background shit is probably just going to work against you.
That background.
Yeah. He said, so you just want to just deal with what you're dealing with now. And plus, this guy ain't too bad. You know what I'm saying?
You'll get an arsehole
next
time.
So when I've gone there and I've spoke to him, by the time, you know, my man wrote up a little something for me, one of my uncles who's passed away now, he's like is the first Rastafarian solicitor in, is it the UK? Or Birmingham, I can't remember. It was the UK.
Right.
Pretty sure it was UK.
Where's your heritage?
So, my mum is Jamaican background. My pops is full Sudanese.
Wow.
So, I'm half Sudanese.
Cool. Yeah,
you get me? So,
been to Jamaica, that's right. Have you been?
You've never been to Jamaica?
I've been to the Middle East.
We used to live in the Middle East.
That's why you're Muslim, yeah?
Yeah, we lived in Qatar when we
were. Okay, I get you. Okay, cool.
So, where was I now?
On the gun beef. I was going to ask. I was going to ask if the witness had to show up for the trial.
Bro, yes. He didn't. So imagine
there was no trial.
So there was no trial. But I went guilty. Yeah.
Oh, right away. That's it.
So that day when they brought me to the court, bro, I didn't have no family. No one knew I was going there. And to be fair, I wanted it that way. I didn't feel like my people coming. None of this is going to help me, bro.
No, it doesn't help you, bro. It's best if I just come there. It doesn't help you all. It makes it worse, doesn't it?
The less he knows, if your firm's there,
that just looks at it and goes, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, man. So the less he knows, at least, minimums. So, where was I now? So my uncle, basically, him being a solicitor and having his own law firm and that, you know, he had a lot of different links and stuff like that. So he passed away in 2014. So he passed away while I was in jail. But the craziest thing is, my uncle's been our solicitors like loads of different times on loads of different cases, bro, because us having different surnames, you know, it didn't look funny, but these times it's our uncle that's coming in and helping us in. And you get what I'm saying, bro? Like, but he's gotten one of his good friends, though, who's a barrister, to come and help me on my case. So when I've gone there, I'm just supposed to be playing. But straight away when I've seen this guy, though, I've gone to speak to him and he's literally gone, wait there, let me just stop you there. He said, before we even introduce ourselves, my name is such and such and I only deal with serious cases and I'm a good friend of your uncle's. And I was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of knew what time it was. You know what I mean? You know, it made me feel a bit, you know what I'm saying? So
he's up the pressure.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you know, we start going over the case and everything now. And I find out a couple of things that I didn't even realize. Like, first of all, I had like double the amount of charges I thought I had because, so what?
So, you always have one or two, and then they come up with five or six, and you go, bro, it's bargaining strategy. It's knocking off little car salespeople.
Because I said, no, literally, that's a good way to put it, you know.
They'll give you the upsell.
That's a good way to put it because I tell you what happened, yeah. I had like, what's it called? Ammunition, firearms, like intent to endanger, all these things that's brought straight up to double figures. You get me? Yes. Now I'm thinking in my head, oh, wait there, mind you, check this out. So for every charger, there was like another subcharge. So check this out. So let's say there was ammunition, then there was ammunition without the license. Then there was a firearm, then there was and another firearm. Without the license. You get what I'm saying? Each one was times two anyway. And then there was the extras. You get what I'm saying? Now, by the time the guy went back and forth, you know, I'm in there for a while, it ends up just being firearms and ammunition. You get what I'm saying? But then the guy said to me now, yeah, like I said, he told me, yo, don't do the whole pre-sentence report thing. Like, that's not going to... Help. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, cool. But this guy now, he was like, yo, he's gone up, spoke to the judge, come back down. And he was like, yo, I know this judge. I'm telling you right now, you should get this all dealt with right now here today. But you have to make this decision in like 2 minutes, bro. You get me?
So I'm standing there now.
Mind you, I only thought I was coming there for one thing. So in my brain, I'm thinking, yo, I don't know what the best thing is, but I'm looking at this guy and he looks pretty confident, you get what I'm saying? But in my head, I'm thinking, yo, I'm fucked right now. Like, I don't know what to do, bro. And I've got a couple of seconds, literally, to tell this geezer an answer. Like, you know what I'm saying?
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Anyway, in the end, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, because I'm just weighing it up in my head. I'm like, you know what? Let's fuck it. Whatever happens today, it just happens. Boom, we go up now. Cut a long story short. The judge, you know, he runs through some of the stuff. And to be fair, it weren't sounding too bad. You know what I'm saying? And then The judges don't like. Let's say he's gave he gave me he gave me five for like.
No, listen, give it to him
because this geezer. I was expecting him to talk. You know what I'm saying? But this geezer, this judge, I don't know what my barrister wrote for me on my behalf. But after him reading it, he was like, "Yo, you don't sound too bad. Like you're supposed. You sound like." You've ended up in a scenario where... So I was thinking, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? That sounding good. Anyway, he's turned around now and he ends up giving me five for the firearm.
Sweet.
Like, yo, boom. Yes. So I'm thinking, oof, that ain't too bad. You know what I'm saying? They drop everything else. So anyway, check this out. The judge stands up here and he starts taking his stuff off. And he's taking his things off, ready to walk out the room. The woman who's typing the shit, she says, wait, what about count two and blah, 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 you know, like for ammunition?
No way.
No, listen, the woman said, yo.
And he was walking out.
The judge has gone, he's sat back down.
No.
He's put back on his glasses. He's took the book. He's gone like this and he's gone. He's gone.
He must have read the case.
I swear down, bro. I can't.
He must have read the case.
He's looked,
that's
bro.
His job, you know.
Bro, he's looked and he's gone.
On all charges, you know.
He's,
unless he's just a fucking pisshead.
To me, it looked like he couldn't be asked to be there no more.
Because I think so.
After him doing this, bro, and him wrapping everything up, bro, he's literally looked and gone, you know what? He shut the book back, took his glasses off, and went, you know what? I gave him five already.
Five's
let's
enough.
Just say that was already
that's
in
enough,
it. So let's just wrap it up as that.
Yes.
I was like, whoa.
Imagine no, that that's all right. That's all right.
Like, no, how that must have been going.
Bro, listen to this. Bro, when I get back here to the dock and all that, the woman's taking me back down the stairs. She looks at me now and she goes, oh, yo, sorry about that, man. You know, you just got five. I goes, sorry. I said, what are you talking about? Yo, I said, I'm over the fucking moon right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was happy. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what that could have.
Double figures, baby.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Definitely.
So
double figures, eh? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Especially,
so I was like,
especially because of the profile as
well.
Yeah,
bro.
But get me.
Everything on that day, though, was just in my favor, though, bro. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
You're
like,
a few from things the judge
to the barrister to
the...
You know what? I'm not going to lie. You know, we have, because even my judge on the second was good.
Yeah, a few things in your favor.
Yeah, man.
So on your second...
And the second time, my judge was good as well, man.
What was the beef on that one?
That one was totally random, man. It was a night out. Imagine, I was there with one of my cousins, and we just always be together. To be fair, we was doing little bits and bobs, you know what I'm saying? Getting a bit of money here and there. Anyway, we just had a little good day, and was like, you know what? He's like, yeah, let's go celebrate, let's go out. But we used to go out in the town all the time. But it was like, that day, for some reason, I just wasn't up for it. I was like, you know what? Nah, I don't want to.
This was
this
crazy
guy.
As well.
This guy is like proper. He's proper stressing it for about, you know, when you got a mate like for like 20-30 minutes. Come on, let's just go for an hour. No, we'll just do this. I was like, oh fuck it. You know what? Just shut the fuck. We'll go. Yeah, we're gonna go for an hour. We're gonna fucking go and fuck off. Sweet. So we drove into Brum. We parked up. He jumps in my car because we both were driving. He's jumped in my car. We're going into town. We went to where did we go? We wasn't at Priva. We went to the there was the next club anyway, beside the Radisson on the corner. I can't remember the name of it. Yeah. So we've gone there anyway. We're there having a good time, whatever. But like I said, I weren't feeling it. So I said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm gone. I got birds on the phone as well, mind you, ringing me. Yeah.
They're across the street.
In Medusa.
That fucking close. Wow, yo, next level, bro.
Listen, they're across the street in Medusa. There's about four of them. And I'm
I'm
not gonna lie. That's the life I was living at the time, rock stars, yeah? So imagine. they're all fire, they're all like eights and nines. They look nice, you know what I mean? But honestly,
so how do you rate a girl?
Okay, let's
see. Come on, let's go, guys. All four of us are gonna do it.
I think, right, when it comes to
who's a 10? I've never seen a 10 in my life.
A 10.
Yeah, well, you don't see a 10.
An example of a 10.
Me?
There is no example of a 10. You can get maybe.
I like that. Who's a 10?
Jennifer Lopez is a 10.
Jennifer Lopez.
is a 10.
You know what? Jennifer Lopez, I can appreciate her beauty, but for some reason,
for
she's just
age,
not my type.
For that age, isn't she?
Oh, she's a 10. She's
you know what I mean?
Cool.
Listen, for the age, bro, you got to give her that, man. You got to give her a 10, man.
She's all right.
It's very rare.
I can't even think of no 10s right now.
Even 9s. Even 9s are hard to think about. Even 9s. Even 9s.
Before we continue, I just want to put a disclaimer. I've got a missus and I love her. Disclaimer. She's the 10. Right. She's the 10.
Yes.
She's the 10.
Correct answer. Yeah. Correct answer. So you were distracted by some birds across the road.
No. They were phoning me.
They were phoning
me. They were phoning me. They were telling me, you know.
Yeah.
So they were even phoning me saying, come and join them. And I was literally wanted to be home that much. I was just like, nah. I mean, I told them yes, but I knew in my head I'm not even gonna go meet yous because I was literally wanted to be home that much. I don't know why.
You didn't even want to be out that night.
I didn't want to be out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So but wait there. You see, even saying that, like, they didn't want to be out, you have to understand, yeah, we really ain't really that, like, super party type. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
He is, but you see
who he was with, though. Me and him moved together a lot as well. Mm. And he's not the party type. But I tell you what, yeah, what happened is I've gone to jail.
I turned him into
and
a raver.
And when I've gone to jail and he's with him,
I turned him into a raver.
He's not a party
he said
guy.
So this guy's addicted to raving now. I kind of unleashed this rave demon.
So they don't even know that
he's a raver.
Yeah, he's a rave demon now. Yeah, so he wants me out. But anyway, so I'm like, yo, fuck this. I just want to go home.
That's no focus, man.
And then imagine, after a couple hours, I said, you know what, fuck this, we're going home. Yeah, because I'm driving, so at least I'm in charge of that. I said, doesn't matter if you're not coming, I'm driving. So I was like, all right, cool. So he came with me. We're literally going around the corner. My car's parked around the corner from this club. There's an ex-club out there, though. He's gone to go grab a lighter because he smokes. So he's gone, oh, 1 second. Everyone's outside. He's gone over to some guy to start getting some sort of altercation. Turn around. They're kind of arguing. So I'm like, for fuck's sake. I'm right by the car, man. I'm saying, listen. I'm like, for fuck's sake, man. I'm right by the car. Let's just get in the car and let's fuck off, man.
Just close.
Like you don't need to speak to him. Just come here. Get in the car.
Yes, yes.
What's that YouTuber?
Go.
What does he do?
Go.
Because, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Head on to the metal.
Anyway, so I've gone back because they're arguing now. As I've gone back, a next geezer comes out of the crowd. Is it arguing a black lad, some black lad? A next black dude comes out of the crowd. He's kind of well built. He comes out. It's like, yo, what the fuck's going on? Straight away, takes his jacket off. Oh, yes. My God.
Okay, drama, go, baby. Let's go.
Now, I'm saying to my cousin still, oi, yo, loudest, this is so long. Just come.
Yes,
but
or no.
The way it's situated, it's like, he's here. And the two fellas are in between him. And it's like, I'm on the other side where the car is. So for him to get past, he kind of needs to get past these two lads, you know what I mean? But I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I'm like, bro, just fucking come to the car. I think because I'm saying so much, I'm saying to the guys, listen, forget it, it's long. That's what I'm literally saying to them. Like, guys, allow it. Forget it, it's long. Allow it.
All you wanted was a
listen,
spark.
Mate, I don't. Exactly.
Exactly. All you wanted was a spark. Boom. Go on.
But I think because I was saying that, and they probably thought I was a bit of a weak fence.
Or you're building more energy for it.
Basic, I don't know what it was, but they've just come over to me, started swinging. Ah. Literally, I'm there like the Matrix now, you know, Neo. I'm like, whoa, I'm dodging bang. Both of them have come to me, mate. Yeah? Both of them have run over to me, mind you.
Oh,
black geezers, yeah. So imagine they were both arguing with him, but somehow they come over to me, and now they're trying to take my head off, and I'm telling them to forget it.
Fuck's
it. Yeah? So I'm dodging these bangs, and it's like something about that. Proper riled me up. I was thinking, bro, don't fucking be out. Yeah? I was telling you guys to allow it. Yeah? And you're coming up, you're trying to start shit. I'm just fuming, man. I'm saying, you know what? So, yo, fuck this. I was saying to my cousin, I said, yo, give me the thing. I know at the time, you always just have a blade on him. Yeah? So I quickly jogged over to him, grabbed, and he's like, took out this blade. I've just took it off him. As I took it off him, I've, mind you, they're running me down. They're trying to get me. You know what I'm saying? I took this blade off them, off my cousin, turned around. They're coming up to me. I just started going to town on both of them, man. I just started stabbing the fuck out of both of them. Just stabbing the fuck out of both of them. Now they're all screaming, ah! And I'm thinking, but guys, I don't get it. I was just telling you, stop. Leave it. Leave it alone. Leave it out.
Yeah, yeah.
you guys were pursuing this and really wanted to start something. Now you're getting stabbed. Now you don't want it.
It's always the way.
I don't get it.
Always the
way. See what I mean? So I'm thinking, but I'm just pissed anyway.
What size was the blade?
That's what I was good about. Huh?
It was a few inches. A few inches, like a, you know, like a flick blade.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, like, four inch. That, yeah.
You know what
five
I mean?
5 inch, yeah. About, four,
you know
five,
what I mean?
Four, yeah.
So it was solid
about
blade.
About a small dick,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? And
go on.
But at the time, you know what I mean? Like I said, I just lost my head. If I'm honest, I just seen red, I lost my head. You know what I mean? But to be fair, I'm not going to lie. I did lose my head. I didn't hold back. So after that fact, we fucking ran away thinking, fuck. I've done these guys obviously. A really bad way, obviously.
Fucking obviously.
You know
man.
What I mean? So I fucking ran off, left these guys. Me and my cousin ran off. And then this is when I knew it all fucked up. Like my bro said from the start, shit just pops off anyway. So it doesn't matter where it is, it's just going to pop off. Yeah, that was just an instance. And it was a thing where we were running off. And then my cousin looks at me, yeah. This is when I knew I was fucked. And here's him. We ran, and you know, like you kind of catch your breath. And this is literally like we're catching our breath. Like, and then he turned around to me and said, "Yo, Shay, didn't you see the camera?"
What camera?
What the fuck? Exactly. I was like, "What are you talking about? What camera?" It's like, "There was a camera just up." Bro.
And you never said nothing.
You knew there was a camera this whole time.
No
you know them,
way,
not
man.
Even a small one. You know them big
no
fuck off
way,
ones.
Man.
The big white things,
did
yeah?
Did nobody even warn you
mate,
about a camera on
you
it?
Knew there was a camera just above there. Yeah, you didn't tell me, Lowie. You didn't stop me. You actually gave me the blade. Yeah. You made me go
that's
to town on these guys
bro.
And then proceed to look at me and say, "Shaik, did you see the camera?"
There's nothing you can say to that one.
Like,
there's
did you
nothing I say to that one.
At that time, I wanted to stab him.
Yeah.
I wanted to stab
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm looking
you
at him thinking,
well, you're
bro,
sentence.
Obviously I'm going to jail now. I'm going to jail now.
You see the same, man.
I've got there in my legit car. I know exactly how this is going to transpire. They're just going to run my plates. It's in my name. They're just going to go to my house. That's your car. That was you, obviously. Come here, go to jail. And that's exactly how it happened. Oh. So I was just like, bro, yeah, this was
pretty,
shit.
Really?
It was pretty straightforward. That was it. But to be fair, yeah, like my bro said, I got a good judgment today because,
so
listen,
how did you get on that one?
First of all, I thought the lads might have been dead because when I was going back
yes.
There's like white chalk,
well, yeah,
everything.
Course,
there's everything
man.
Everywhere, you
of
know.
Course, of course.
Rolls of black tough. Yeah, man, there's
yeah,
chalk. So I'm looking,
yeah,
I'm thinking.
Chalk out the scene,
I'm like,
don't they?
Fucking hell, these guys are probably dead, man.
It's impossible.
What was the damage?
Fuck. To be fair, in the end, it wasn't. Obviously, they just had a lot of just stab wounds and gashes.
Whereabouts?
You know what I mean?
Body.
Arms, like a lot of defensive wounds, I think, I guess. And what's funny is that there was one that I thought I got in the chest. And God willing, that didn't happen. Because
yeah.
If it did, it would have been a lot more serious.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And again, that's just an example of maybe God watching over us, you feel me? Because at the time, I thought I was looking at AM, you know what I mean? But then I got arrested, this has all happened, and I'm thinking, yo,
that's gonna be attempt murder, isn't
it? Imagine. It was attempt murder,
yeah.
And I've dropped it all down to dropped down to 18, section 18.
Okay.
But then obviously I wasn't gonna go not guilty. I've said fucking guilty, mate. You know what I mean? But the difference was I was saying, listen, it was kind of my solicitor, after seeing the whole footage, because it was all on camera,
them chasing
they,
you.
They were like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable. You just going guilty, and it needs to be self defense because
yeah.
it needs to be explained.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
they're saying,
yeah.
listen, these guys
well,
were
yeah,
they're
yeah,
clearly
yeah.
trying
go
to get
on,
you.
Then go on, then
so
yes.
they would say they're
go
clearly
on,
trying
yeah.
to get you. So he's like,
well,
listen,
yeah, sure,
this
man,
is what
sure,
I want to do. This is the line that I want to go down.
Wait, you got a good brief.
Well, that's it. It's
a good brief.
It was good, man. And it was like, I was like, you know what? Cool. It was like, at least change it from section 18 to section 20. And then that section 20 is then what's the 28 GBH? Is it
okay?
Actually,
GBH,
is it,
GBH.
No, it's section 20.
GBH.
Section 20.
Yeah.
Section 20. So it'd be
yeah.
it'd still be GBH, but it'd be section 20, which takes away the premeditated side of it. Yeah, so it'd be a lesser charge essentially. So it's like, bam.
But section 20 still carries life, you know.
It still does.
GBH still carries
life.
Yeah,
it still does. Yeah, it still does.
I got sentenced with somebody who got lifed off for GBH.
Yeah,
he
still carries life.
Yeah, you get life for GBH. So
it's up to the judge, you know.
My ass is still doing that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not lying, my ass still doing that.
Yeah. Go on.
So we've ran this trial because he's saying the self defense thing, yeah? So we've had to run this trial because of this plea because the prosecution wasn't having it.
So Section 18, sorry. Section 18.
Yeah, yeah. Section 18 carries life. Section 20.
Wounding.
Yeah, wounding
with intent. 20, that was my charge.
20 was without intent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was my charge.
Yeah, so that's what they don't do. With
but then they dropped it to
20.
20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Guilty,
exactly. So that's exactly what I'm trying to do in this instance.
Go, go,
get it?
Go.
So I'm trying to do that.
I get it.
But they're looking at me.
Yeah, sorry.
They're trying to look at me and say, nah, this is definitely intentional. I'm saying, mate, you can clearly see we didn't go out with that intention. You can quite clearly see that we've been, well, I'm getting attacked, essentially. You get me? But so we ran this trial. Anyway, long story short, Their thing was, the guy said, listen, we came up to rob them, hence why they tried to attack us. And it's like, that doesn't even make sense. It's like, what? You're telling us, big in town, as grown folk, we're coming up to a random guy in a smoking area, try to rob them. That doesn't make no sense.
No.
And brought the, in the no. public of it. That yeah. doesn't even make sense. What are you talking about?
CCTV.
What are you talking about? But then, so there's this attempt robbery. And then for the Section 18 to stand, it needs to be this attempt robbery into the Section 18 because that brings the aggravated features, yeah? That's how they present it. So essentially, without that attempt robbery, it's kind of like, it should be the 20. We've done the whole thing anyway. And then the prosecution at the end even rounded up because in the end, it looked like there's no attempt robbery. I think one of them said that, but the other victim, he was like, he didn't even see an attempt robbery. So you just got one guy saying this is attempt robbery for you. So even the prosecution in the end was like, listen, guys, as he was summing it up, like, kind of in his own words, was kind of like, forget about the attempt robbery, but still doing for this Section 18 sort of thing or Section 20. So find him guilty on that. He was actually telling them to find me guilty under Section 20. That's what he was trying to tell them. So that's what he was telling the jury to do.
That's just assault, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. That is, it's GBH, but heavy. That's why they're trying to do
heavy-handed.
It's all right, though. It's all right.
So, and I think he was going down that line because he could clearly see they were the aggressors initially, you know what I mean? But anyway, they got around 10-15 minutes, come back up, came to a decision. Come on. Yeah, so they started with an attempt robbery first. Did you find him guilty or not guilty? Guilty. I was like, what? The judge did this. He looked, he's like, he was turning away. As soon as he said guilty, he's like, he turned to them and then he went like this with his glasses and was looking at them. I swear to God, that's what the judge did.
Go on.
And I'm saying, guilty of attempt robbery. Like, that was made up. Like, there's no evidence of it. You can watch it on the TV, the video evidence. The other guy saying that there was an attempted robbery. How did you find me guilty on this attempted robbery? So obviously, if I know you found me guilty on that.
One question, yeah? Brother, jury, what colour were they? All white.
They're all white.
There's
one Asian. There's one Asian. There's two police officers, though.
Anyway.
There's two police officers, actually. Is that even
go on.
Is that even right? There's two police officers. There's two police officers in Madrid.
It's not any of this shit, man. It's all right. Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that even right, you guys? There's two police officers in Madrid. You ever heard that?
Two cops on the jury.
Two feds in Madrid.
A conflict of interest.
Exactly. That's how I think. Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
There's two feds in Madrid.
So they influenced.
Is that legal?
They influenced arrest. Yeah, because they all have a meeting together, don't
there
they?
You go.
Yeah.
They all meet together and somebody takes head.
Anyway,
that's the height of the crime.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway,
yes. Wow. Yes,
so
yes,
anyway,
yes.
I got found guilty. So yes. Section 18, you're guilty, not guilty. Now I knew, obviously, from this, my barrister already made me know you're looking at minimum 15 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, as soon as he said guilty on that, I was like, oh, shit. I was thinking, I am missing for a while.
Because that's
15 if he's feeling all right, you know what I mean? So, boom, imagine the day the judge must have felt so messed up because of the decision he made, maybe from the attempt robbery. The judge was like, I want to sentence you today. Now, you know that doesn't usually happen. It's like, go away, come back, and they'll sentence you. Especially having a trial, that's common practice. There's like, I want to sentence you today. So I was just like, you know what? It's better I do that because if I get another judge, they're just looking at a piece of paper.
Yeah.
They're going to see it. Section 18 type. Da, 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 da. I'm definitely full whack. You know what I mean? So bam, the guy sentenced me. He said, I'm going to sentence you today. Da, 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 this or that. Da, da. You know what I got?
Go on.
5.5 years, he said.
Sweet.
I said, what? When he said 5.5 years... I said, 5.5, sweet, bring me down the fucking...
Do believe
put the cuffs back on me, bring me there now before you change your mind, bro. It's a 5.5 year
detox period.
That's a bit. Do you think
detox
that?
You need that anyway.
That's how I
feel at the moment.
He's definitely looking at the case. I think he definitely looked at it and it felt like I was hard done by.
Yeah. Honestly, I need a 5
a quick sit down.
Serious.
Sit down,
detox. Right. Get your body in mode. Yes.
Sorry. Looking at
3 meals a day. Go to bed early. Watch Emmerdale. Coronation Street, go to fucking sleep, have a wank, push, next day, go to graft. 5 years of that, yeah?
That is the routine.
2.5 you'll do. I think it'll sort everybody out.
That's mine.
Yeah, I think it'll sort
everybody out. They do 50%.
There's a lot of people that are going over their heads. There's a lot of kids that are going over their
heads. About 2.5 years.
There's a lot of kids that are going over their heads, yeah?
The only problem with that.
Let them have the 5.
The only problem with that is that.
2.5 will teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
If you're still up for it, go on then. Go on then.
I had to finish my license, though. Yeah? That was
if
the problem.
If you're still up for it, go on then. If you're not, go get yourself a fucking job.
Sorry, can I interrupt?
Do you know what? It will do a lot of difference.
Bolt the nuts.
I would say just give me a fucking 5s, me. Give all the young kids 5s.
Got some.
I actually looked at some of the things in there.
You don't know the judge, you'll be harsh as fuck.
Nuts on the 5s.
I'll give them all 5s, me. They're like, oh, it's.
Bring your nuts.
Sandu, that motherfucker. Minimums of 5 will give you, even if he just did a fucking.
You see, with him, though, he had to finish his exam. He had to finish his license.
It's kind of shit, so I had to sit down.
How many get more?
Finish my license and then my sentence started. So it's kind of shit in a way, but it was still better than what I was looking at.
Because what's crazy, you know what I mean? Is R20s.
That's
R20s basically
in jail.
Missed each other.
So you on license
missed each other like R20s basically.
Yeah.
So you didn't do all the usual festivals, parties, and together you were both spending
time apart from each other. You know what I mean? And especially because I was in forces as well. So as in the army, then.
Are you in the army?
Yeah. So I was in the army, so I was away with each other for a bit, and then when I come out,
what did you say?
Ironically,
army,
sorry, I was in Royal Engineers
with Rich Jones, one of our podcast guests.
Engineer,
it was
Royal
Engineers. Cocaine,
excuse me,
cocaine.
So why are you involved
commander,
in fucking
like,
G life?
Because
if you're a Royal Engineer.
No, I was involved in that before the
Royal
army. So what
happened, brother?
Remember
they get paid big dollar, you know.
Remember the charge
engineers?
When I said the one in Derby.
At that stage,
I decided to join the army, so I beat that. That's when I joined. No, tell a lie. It's after my bro got stabbed.
I
was like, you know what? We need to do something because there's a lot going on.
Yes, I know, but you got brains,
there's
man.
You
got a lot of fucking brains.
It was mad, man.
You got a lot of fucking brains, you man.
So you end up in prison with Rich Jones.
Yeah, man.
Can you just give us a bit of your history with him first?
To be fair, we wasn't in the force together.
Okay.
So we missed each other in the forces.
Okay.
What was that, like, same places?
Yeah.
Like down in the Cypresses and, you know, wherever. Then, so it's quite funny because when I went to the jail, I met Rich. What was he? I think he was part of the resettlement team. Yes, he was part of the resettlement team, and him and a few other lads brought me in. One of my good friends, Richard Murray, Mussolini, aka big up him.
Mussolini,
you know what I mean?
Mussolini.
Brought me into this job. Mind you, working with resettlement was really a good job within the prison.
RIP,
like, you're really
major.
Responsible, and you look after. You're doing a lot of the stuff. So me and Rich just automatically clicked, and we didn't really know why. Like, we just clicked. We're like, sweet, and he's we just really got on. And then it's kind of like, all right, sweet, I like this fella. But what's the background? Because prison's a funny thing because you just kind of crack on. You don't really ask much questions when you're in there. You just crack on. Unless you're a nonce. You just crack
you don't
on,
ask
don't you?
Nobody knows. Nothing,
you just crack on. And then it was kind of like, yo, after chilling for a bit, it was kind of like actually really, you know, getting along. It's like, what's your background? It's like, actually, he's, you know, ex-forces. And he's doing, it's like, what the fuck? Get out of here. Yeah. It's like, yo. So am I.
I
was like, fucking. I was like,
I would never think
that. That's why we fucking. That's why we just automatically
click,
boom.
Man.
Yeah.
Have that connection. And it's funny because we was talking about a lot of things, and it was like, there's a big thing with them in terms of the. To join the forces, you have to take certain levels of risk. You got to be a guy that's willing to take risks.
My
you know
brother's
what I mean?
In the forces.
And so. You'll find that a lot of forces guys are them kind of people where they'll just do it like, fuck it. Ah, go on then. Have a go. Whatever it is, or you might bring an idea and they'll be like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, go on then. I'll do it. Go on.
Yeah.
When you find it, Rich, exactly the same. Obviously, you spoke to Rich.
Yeah.
And
You know what I mean? It was a lot.
People watching this want to watch our podcast with Rich Jones. It's Rich in the Jones, True Crime playlist.
Yeah.
Cocaine Commander, ex-military.
Exactly, cocaine. Yeah. Him and his...
Applying all his military skills and disciplines.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah, man. He turned into a cocaine dealer.
Yeah.
It's important, man.
He was running
big
it.
Big up to you, yeah, man. He's a
big fish, man. Man, like Rich, man.
Big up to you, man.
And he's got his book out now as well, hasn't he? He's got a book out as well, Charlie.
Yeah.
Why not?
Book called?
Charlie 4 Kilo.
Charlie 4 Kilo.
Yeah. Well, why not?
You get it.
The government used him. The government used him as a fucking tool. Yeah, do this, do that, do that. And he thought, fuck you, and he made his own dollar.
Yeah,
well, why not?
That's it. It's
applaud that. I applaud that one. Don't live off their pension, what they're going to give you.
You gotta make your own. What's funny actually, because everyone thinks you're in the forces stacking all this dough, but really? that's the thing.
Yeah, well, that's gonna get you,
mate. You're getting. That's not exactly. You're getting all this money and you're blowing it every weekend.
Hold on a second. So he was bringing in coke while under. On those planes or something?
No, he was in a conspiracy with the Albanians,
I think.
The way he was doing it was like with some of his old boys and that, and they kind of formed this proper.
So how did he end up getting back then?
Just a few. I think, did someone snitch on him? I can't remember exactly how
it was. Yeah, some pullovers and surveillance.
Yeah, they were watching them. Yeah.
See, this is the thing, man. This is why the circles always have to be kept.
Yes,
tight. Even then, it's
super
it's
tight.
You know what I'm saying?
Only two or three maximum.
You know the fourth.
You should never.
And
get
you can't. Like, all right, then I give you an example. Yeah, you see, like even with his case, that one that he was talking about, like those kids. So mind you, remember this. You know how he's saying they were moving like aggressors. So just after look, you would have said, yeah, these guys are street too.
Well, I thought they were never going to. I didn't think they were going to court or anything because they're coming to scrap and everything.
But yet, they've turned up to court, full statements, everything, full cooperation.
Everything, man.
So you're like, wait there a second. Are you this or are you this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you're doing things with people, half the time, you know, if this ain't like from your close direct circle anyway, you really, really, really can't vouch for people. You get what I'm saying?
It's tough.
So like, why do you tell other people about your obviously, shenanigans and stuff. Why?
In what sense?
Shenanigans. I like that one.
You're telling the snitches. Like, you're giving like, them coded a reason. That. So everywhere you've been caught is through snitches, practically.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
So why did you...
Continue. Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I'll be honest. You're young and dumb, innit? Mm. It's as you get older, you start to realize. Exactly. You get older and wiser, don't you?
Were you breaking Scarface's law as well? But, were you getting high on your own supply?
I never did.
Okay.
I got a bit of a confession here. I used to pretend that I did. Yeah? And that was just to make everyone else around me feel comfortable.
I did that in the beginning, but then I started taking it.
Everyone else is getting smashed. Yeah. So everyone else is getting smashed. So I'm fucking.
And you don't want it. And you don't really want it.
Have you ever done the tequila trick? Like someone offers you tequila and you chuck it behind your head. So they all get tequila tricks with cocaine on keys.
Like, oh, you're going to sniff that. That's a fucking good night.
You know what? I've did that one before. When I ended up in one open jail, like near the end of my sentence. And, there was like a fucking party in this pad, bro. Like, I'm talking like, yo, there was it. Yo, wait, it was him fucking bringing it. Wait, it was
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But yeah, the fucking. So check this out now, yeah. This is like a full on party, bro. You're talking like there's liquor, there's weed, there's everything, bro.
That's
You know what I'm saying? Everything, bro.
Jewel Granger.
Cat D, this.
Cat D, obviously. So this shit don't exist now, anyway.
This place is different, man.
This was like a giant mansion, this was, you get me? So if you think now, yeah.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is my bro. Just patting up for me when I'm inside. You know what I'm saying? But these guys are bringing, yo, you talking, yo, food.
Yeah, it's I'm bringing in fucking rucksacks, bro. Man. I'm talking no big holes.
These guys sorted me out, bro.
I'm bringing in holes.
This guy sorted me out, bro.
Yeah, bringing in holes for the shit, man.
Was it over the fence or just walking in with it?
There was no fences, but there's like massive fields, so you just had to go through this field and navigate through that and shit.
Ah, easy.
Yeah, because
you can't dig. But once you knew the route, though,
you could just...
You
can't see the one where you can work at like that hardware store.
You can work outside.
I never ended up working outside and like that though.
I never got that neither.
They wouldn't make me even leave the jail, man. I only got like two or something near the end. You know what I'm saying? It was proper just reluctant. Like
you know what it is?
It was just some long thing.
Bro, listen, my last year, my sentence, Cat D I got, and they said, right, you're going to be able to, okay, like you, work out this and that.
What was your job?
But listen, I didn't get one. I was the only Cat D prisoner that wasn't allowed out because my wife...
You weren't making no poppies.
Because my missus, no.
She put like one of them orders. I saw that happen to people still.
Was a teacher and she turned into a fed just to fuck me over. And she said, he's a danger to the public, blah, blah, blah. So she put loads of complaints in. So I was the only prisoner.
That's fucked up. Man.
Everybody else went out. Yeah,
they'll just tell you. No,
and I was
you
the only one
out,
who had to sit there every day.
Still wanking in that. You're gonna even get
one. Yeah,
oh, that's the biggest swing. You just want
to. At least four times. At least it kept me alive.
Yes, I got smash someone's back.
And all the rest were coming in.
Yo, you know what I was saying?
And all the rest of the motherfuckers were coming in. Go and check. Small my fingers and they're going like that to me. Oh, fucking bitch. Motherfucker.
Wait, how did they pull? When they were out and about at work?
No, because they don't go to work, really. You just get a job.
Blame the system.
Where somebody says, you're working at
go
my
meet
place.
Your missus.
So it's not
and
bad.
They're filling the forms.
They're not making
but really,
poppies. Like
no, they're going again.
You're just at home shagging, really.
Shagging.
They're creating poppies.
Shagging the missus. Selling more drugs. And then they come back to you. That's what Candy is. Shagging in missus, selling more drugs and come back to jail. But I was allowed that because my missus fucked it all up for me.
That's sad.
I actually went to visit him.
I was the only one.
Cat D in
Brighton.
Yeah, I went down to Brighton prison and visited him there.
What, D-Cat's in Brighton?
Yeah, there's a D-Cat near there.
What's it called?
I don't know what's fucking called. I've heard of it. I dumped him shortly after. But he's a really great. His first offence, GBH. Kicked someone in the head under CCTV near Brighton on Stag Do. I was in Jamaica at the time. He rang me, goes, he come out the cells. He's like, Jen, I've done something really fucking bad. I was like, what have you done? This guy apparently asked him for a lighter and he was like, yeah, mate. And then just squared him in the face. So he went a bit nuts under CCTV, beat the shit out of him. First offence, straight to prison.
That's a bit harsh.
And I've probably been arrested, God knows how many times. He just went down straight to a Cat D.
And he was self-defending.
Yeah.
But is it like
kick in the head?
How much force you use? Is that what it is?
That's it. Reasonable.
You can defend
force,
yourself within a reasonable. Yeah.
There's people in Cat D who go there for first time offences like that.
Yes, but it was
domestic violence.
He was a 21-year-old boy.
Mm.
And that was his first offence. But bear in mind, I've been arrested more times than I had hot dinners at that point. And it was his first, I was like, you'll be fine. Like coming up to a court date. Yep, straight in.
Oh, is this troublemakers who just turned snitch?
I want to talk about this that we were talking about earlier.
Less than we can't because of community guidelines.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Next question. Next question.
If anybody was here
on that prison term that you did,
I apologize,
Was there any dramas? Because you said the first time you went in, you had to fight.
Time. Yeah, the first fighting, time I was, the second I was fucking time. Hardcore.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what it was? I didn't even know about Cat D. And so I didn't know that you, if you behave yourself, you can go Cat D and go home.
Yeah.
I didn't know that shit. So I was just like, hardcore. Like, I didn't get none of that
you
first
know what
one.
I feel like, though? I feel like, he went jail, and then I learned of how I saw him do jail. Yeah, then I feel like
you were bouncing he re-understood,
and then went to jail again.
The
and
second
then
time,
different.
Honestly, second time, you know I was sound as a fucking pound.
Oh,
even
yeah,
the officers that knew me before were like, "Fucking hell, Eunice! Fucking hell, Eunice! You've changed.
You're
like,
a kid, baby.
You know what I mean?
I bet I licked your ass. I bet I followed you around.
Did you?
But it helped. It helped because they had respect for me.
Well, it's cool. It's cool.
It helped because they had respect for me.
It's cool. You don't like it, but you say it's alright.
You
all
right. say they right. didn't know you were brothers. I reckon they fucking knew.
I reckon you know what? They might have still, you know, because when I thought about it, there was a couple of screws. Like my man, the bad geezer, like, he definitely did. Like, he knew 100%. So did a couple of the gym ones and that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So.
Gossips.
Did you bump into that other screw again on the second time round? The one you beat up first time?
When
you know what? Nah.
The first crew,
I didn't even see him. I didn't see him once.
What wing was you on?
I was on N wing the second time. The second when I got into green, I was on N wing.
So I was on N wing at first.
How do they name the wings then? Obviously, it's A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yeah, just.
You know what?
Yeah.
Is there certain categories in certain.
Not really, just quality because there's the old side and the new side.
But certain wings with a certain thing. So. K wing was supposed to be the enhanced wing, but the only problem with that is they had it on the old side, so no one ever felt like they were privileged to go on there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then
but the old side, old side
was
fucking
shit, man. But then you had both G wing was the nonce wing.
Yeah.
G wing was nonce wing, bro. You would walk through that wing and it felt
did
like
you
a
bro.
Not you. That was just a generic. Yeah, you get me? You'd walk through that wing.
It feels like
dungeon, bro. You felt like you needed a shower after you come off that wing, bro. But like the people just felt like dude, disgusting, bro.
But the old side was fucked, man.
Yeah, it was fucked.
What was the best wing?
I'd say a wing.
I think that anywhere on the new side was all right. But when I fucked up that screw going back, they put me on the old side. I didn't realize that there was different. I didn't realize that there's an old side and a new side. So imagine
the best store, man.
When I was on the old, when they put me on the old side, mate, you're talking about cockroaches. Like,
it was disgusting,
listen, you just hear this. Like,
that's not a joke. Man.
That's fucking roaches running everywhere. You have to fucking know. Like,
that's not a joke. Because my first time on that
stuff,
old side,
eating your shit.
There was literally
everything, don't they?
Yeah, you can't stomp on them because they're more common.
Roach story.
Oh, I don't know, but it sounds like
I was with him.
Listen, it was drains, man.
Just fucking
trying to sleep. It's the worst. Trying to sleep when crawling.
Yeah,
it
was like
and that happens in the UK prison.
I didn't sleep with my clothes on, man. At first,
the roaches
wrapping sheets around me and everything. Listen, I was like the mummy at one point.
I was. I had the lights off, and my TV was on.
I didn't mind at one point.
And I heard something. And I was thinking to myself. Oh, what's that sound?
In the end, you just
like
accept.
You're all over
you
me.
Accept.
I'm like, about me.
You see when I turn
it,
the light switch on.
It's the only fucking sight I'm getting here.
It was just all over the cell, bro. Like, it was just all over the cell, all over the floor. I was like, what the fuck,
what
man?
Did you do? Because if you try and kill them, they don't die.
Nah,
geez,
you can't step on them.
It's terrible.
Step on them, then fucking...
Then it sends out a signal.
So you have to just fucking...
You've all learned to live with them, haven't you?
What happened with you, Sean, then? In States, right? That's about that, man.
No, have to learn to live.
At the end of my second year, I applied for a bail reduction and they doubled it to 1.5 mil. So I got moved to max security. And in max security, my cellmate was on the top bunk. And I'm like, wondering why? Because they fight over the bottom bunk where I come from. And he's got his sheet wrapped around him. And I look at the bottom bunk and the bracket, they're just all pouring onto that fucking...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they had to give me meds to get to sleep with them crawling on me.
What? You just had to fucking just chin up,
then? For 14 months I was in max security with cockroaches.
Crawling on you, man.
Yeah.
Yo, that must have fucked up your head,
bro. We had toothpaste. I collected my toothpaste and tried to seal all the cracks
and everything. Yeah. It was eat through that.
But yeah, they eat through everything. You get your commissary, you eat through your paper, everything.
Yes. Yeah, they eat paper.
Their favourite is getting in your ears to eat your earwax for hours.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Had a neighbour, asthmatic, wakes up, out of breath, grabs his inhaler, shoots one inside. They owned the building.
In Spain, jail, I used to leave food on the floor. Food on the floor on purpose for that.
Distraction.
Cockroaches would just take that and just leave me alone. Every day. I used to do that every day. Just to leave. I used to leave
that
on the floor.
That is living in harmony with them. Because
there was a gap that big under my fucking door, yeah? So I used to leave it there. I would just...
You got to learn to live in harmony with them.
Yeah, so I just leave it. I just left them on...
Are you scared of being tickled then? Like, because
I woke up so many nights and tickling my hands. Yeah, it won't do anything right now.
Nah, you get used to them, motherfuckers, man.
Over time, you do. You learn. You learn all the habits and everything. Yeah.
They're habits. Didn't your cellmate make a pet out of one?
Oh, that was a tarantula.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Tarantula.
There was tarantulas just in the jar.
Yeah, but they were chilled out. They would just walk on you slowly and they want to bite. Yeah, I had them on my head and everything.
What the fuck,
my cousin had a pet tarantula called Dog. Yeah. Scorpions as well.
Arizona's got all that shit.
Got all that shit. Snakes, scorpions, everything. Yeah.
What was the one? No, your friend had a cricket and... something else, he used to spank it, did he?
Oh, that
was that sounds like some X-rated cricket.
I know what's going on there, bro.
What was that cricket taking?
He was a rule 11, so he's applying for the mental status. And he was rapping all the time as well. And he had this song called Dead Body Hoes that all the prisoners made him sing about fucking... famous pop stars.
Yo, that's
I can't get into it because of community guidelines. But he had a pet mosquito and a cricket, and he took the legs off them. And at night, he's like rapping to them and everything, and spanking them with wet toilet paper. And you asked about the gang stuff when it was the Italians took over the whites.
Yeah,
there was a Golden Gloves boxer. He'd won all his fights in the jail.
Yeah,
he ended up fighting this guy. What should I call him? Buster Beats.
He
ended up fighting him, and he was rule 11. And that fight lasted so long in that cell.
Serious.
He was twatting, the boxer was twatting him.
Oh, because they would just go in the cells and just let them do their thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone just stand outside.
Buster Beats would just get back up and go again. He'd be like, I give in, whatever.
A cell isn't a ring.
He'd jump back up on his back as he was leaving the cell and shit.
Oh. A ring, yeah?
And that, after that,
you're no good in the cell.
The head of the whites quit after that fight.
The cell boys will beat you all day long.
Missing teeth, knuckles broken, hands like a grapefruit.
Who was fucked?
The head of the whites. He was fucked. He twatted the guy and he won, but he quit being the head after that fight because he had so much damage to his body. Bits of teeth missing. His hand was out here the next day and everything. Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, it was a good. Yeah, it was a good watch. Yeah. Everyone was buzzing watching that one.
From that slit of a window.
Rule 11's like going for the mental health. They've got the strength, man.
Mad people strength. Crazy, bro. Strength.
Going for mental health status.
Yeah, the mental man.
The lunatics.
Crazy motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. But they have, like, even the little ones have got superhuman strength.
I rate guys, when you see guys just have a straightener.
I rate that.
Because, you know, going in a cell or something like that, or even when you see guys cage fighting and that, you know, it's like, yo, they're locked in there, you know. It's just them too, you know. You got to do what you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
If two people have got a beef, they're not going to like jump in and be a race riot because that's going to shut the drugs business down. So the heads of each race go in cell 6 under the stairs where the guards can't see it, squash the beef. They'll have a fight and then you see them at the end having a hug and a smoke together. Usually, unless it's a maniac, and then they'll go and grab a weapon.
Usually,
they just that's the routine.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Better that way.
Yeah,
you know
fair play. That's
you can just do what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what? I missed that out on the road.
But you know what? That's something, you know, that always made us stand out, though, you know, I would say. Because growing up here, even though we could do, you know, the other things as well, yeah. You know, also, we can just punch you in the mouth real quick.
Ain't scared to have a straightener. And you know what
I'm saying, bro? Like,
hasn't happened. Right now, it hasn't happened. You know, I haven't had a straightener and got fucked up on a one-on-one. But if I did, this is honestly speaking, if I had a straightener with someone and they punched me up, bro, I'd just be like, you know what? Fair play.
I'd rather
give you a handshake, bro. You fucked me up. Yeah, if I lose, I lose, man.
Then everyone showed heart.
That's me, bro. But a lot of people don't have that, you know what I mean?
If you two would have a fight, who would win?
Oh, we wouldn't fight, man.
No, but if you were,
don't ask us questions. I'm going to change the subject now. What was I going to say?
I'm big, bro, so we're going to say me.
Straight as in jail.
This guy presses about, I don't know, 100 kilos more than me. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, he does like my one rep maxes, and he's like, yeah. He does like 10 reps, and then puts it up, and I'm like, yeah, fucking bastard.
To be fair, I'm trying to get my strength back up, man. This lockdown kind of fucked me up with my strength in that, though, man. But I've been back training, and it's kind of coming back up quick, though, still.
Yeah,
trying to get back. But I did 4 plates again the other day, yeah. Got a couple of reps out. I was like, yo. Oof, felt like a house.
Usually froze those up. Easy. You know what I mean?
Strainers in jail. Let's get back to the fucking subject.
He fucking loves it.
Right. It works out this here normally, yeah? Go for it. I have arranged them in the time, yeah? Okay? In Spain, okay, arranged fights. But you know what? It's hard fucking work, yeah? It's better when you go, okay, you want a strainer? They go, yeah, I went all right. You see them in the wing, you see them slide, bang! Knock them clean out. Boosh, there you go. See you later, baby. There's no organization or nothing. I've just knocked you out. Okay?
Yo, I seen a kid.
What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now?
Yo, you know what? I saw a kid one time.
Because if you organize it, you know it can change. It can change.
Yeah, yeah.
They can bring their pals and their fucking tool and blah, blah, blah in jail, you know?
I don't like when I see people get hit from behind. I don't really like the blindside thing.
So this kid, yeah, he was in the hall.
The blindside, I know, but you got to do blindside Spain.
Because he was on his own and as a Sikh.
Nobody could speak English even. I was on my own, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You all hated me. They all wanted to fucking kill me because I couldn't even understand.
That's a different mentality, though, isn't it? Yeah,
okay, so I was
any means. Any means.
Imagine not being able to understand.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, so listen, this is why I had to just fucking act, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
Straighteners, yes. Okay, I had them, yeah? Stabbed, I got. And then I had to fucking stab the kid.
Yeah, fucking up.
That's what happened in Spain because there's a communication fucking thingy here wrong. Okay? I'm saying things and you don't get it. I'm thinking it's a fist fight, and it turns out it's a fucking knife fight. Right, okay. It's just a communication fucking thing, yeah? You know, in Spain, yeah? So this is why in Spain, I just went, right, you got a problem? Bang, I just knock them clean out.
Yeah, man.
I've got big fucking hands, and I can fucking bang, yeah?
I find it's
and that's what I did it, and that's what made
it's
my...
Best
and
to
that's
do your thing first anyway, man.
That's what did
it. I feel like it's better you do your thing first.
Probably feel the situation building.
That's what I did. The
situation feels tense, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking better safe than sorry, bro. Like, I ain't being funny or nothing. You know what I'm saying? If I'm wrong afterwards, I'm going to have to just apologize.
I didn't know because I was just told.
But you're not going to do something to me, though, bro.
Massive sentences. They all had fucking knives. I thought, right, where the fuck am I? I didn't got a clue what I'm doing here. You know? I can't speak a language. They all got tools on them. I don't. So, boom, okay, you want a fucking argument? Bang, I used to go bang, bosh, bosh, bosh. And that set a record. But really, it was a lack of communication, yeah?
Yeah.
English, Spanish, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know. And I used to say fuck a lot.
Communication.
I used to say fuck a lot.
It is, man.
I used to go, fuck this, fuck that. What the fuck? What the fuck are you saying? But they used to say, you say fuck to me.
Yeah.
You know? What? And then they're pulling out a blade at me. Yeah, I'm going, what the fuck are you on about? I've just said, what the fuck you just said? Yeah. It's like a normal thingy.
Yeah.
But they're saying, all I understand is like, you saying fuck to me?
Yeah.
And I'm doing 140 a year, and I'll
so
fucking.
How many
I've got
times
a knife.
Have you had a knife pulled out on you in prison?
Four, about 9, 10, 11, 12.
Right.
Yeah.
easily. Well, you deal with it, don't you? Yeah, you deal with it. You deal with it. I got fast hands. Bam, I can just fucking knock out.
And if people want to get the full story, look at the other three podcasts we do. we've got about 15 minutes left, fellas. Yeah. What stories do you want to round off with? Really appreciate you spending this much time with us as well.
You know what? It's flew, man. It's been a pleasure, man.
I've enjoyed this, man. Literally, even just getting to know you guys all better.
And you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man.
And
like, just even at that level, bro.
Serious, man.
Trust me. I appreciate the platform itself. Obviously, it just speaks for itself. You get me? But just you guys as individuals, like, literally.
Let the viewers know about your music and how they can support you and how you started getting into the music.
Well, the music's a funny one, you know, because I always basically, I used to just kind of support my next bro who took real long reaching. But I used to, because he would make music. This is kind of like, they were called Montague and Capulet. It's just the name they came out with. And that was...
Under Death Valley.
This is like some underground
some
type,
old
this
school.
Is before like
Death Valley.
This is when internet's just kind of...
Good name.
Before YouTube Death and all that, you get me?
I've been thinking about a name like that. Death Valley's a good one.
Well, this is the thing. I used to just kind of run behind my brother and then when he used to go studio. But after I got stabbed, yeah, I made my first ever video. You get what I'm saying? Like, I probably made 3 tunes at the time. I did a video. But then when I put this video, this is like MySpace days. So I put this video on MySpace and then pretty much the next day I got a message from a brother called Q Diz from London, from like South. So he's contacted me and straight away, you know, he's, you know, we've exchanged numbers and stuff. He's phoned me and it kind of made me know that he, you know, kind of knows one and two of the same people that I know and stuff like that. And then he was just straight down to business. Like, yo, what are you doing next week? Can you come down to London? So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to fly down next week. He phones me back like an hour later, like, yo, shit, I got that date mixed up. Can you come down tomorrow? But I'm like, oh, shit. I'm thinking, rah, that's moving fast. Anyway, I think to myself, you know what? I don't really understand this situation too tough, but fuck it. I'm just going to take this chance. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I told, call my next brother. Boom. We just flew down there. You know what I'm saying? But the craziest thing is I've pulled up and I'm phoning him like to say, yo, we outside, you know, where you guys, you know, So he pulls up on the phone now, like, yo, I think I see you. We're behind you. When I turn around, he's pulling up in a car and it's the same geezer I'm on the phone to, but he's with Giggs. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So straight away, I'm like, huh? So immediately I'm taking him serious now because he's just pulled up with the fucking, one of the biggest artists going, you get what I'm saying? So, you know, we've gone into the studio that day and literally straight away he introduced me to like every artist who was popping at the time. They were in the studio, you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
So straight away, I was just kind of in there, you know what I'm saying? He made me make a couple... Nah, it was blessed, man. They were super.
You passed the hurdles, yeah.
Listen, they were super blessed, man.
Skipped a few hurdles.
You definitely skipped.
Yeah, you know what I'm right.
Loads of hurdles.
Yeah, they were blessed, man. They were blessed, bro. You know what I'm saying? They were blessed, man. So
we all need to skip a few hurdles now and then.
You know what I'm saying, fam? So straight away, bro, I was in there. And then here's the good thing, though. He would bring me back down to London, like, say, every couple weeks. And to be fair, I wasn't taking the music serious. I've never taken it serious. It was just something I was always just kind of able to do because of who I knew. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, I got some talent. So, you know, but...
This is
my man likes you.
It's kind of an understatement, you know. The guy knows.
He never heard of you yet. And I went, listen, I'm going to do a cast with my man. He went, right, who is he? I went, I've never heard of him. I'm going, boom, put him on. He goes, wow. He went, will he do a walk-in on my fucking fight?
Hey.
I went, okay.
I'm down, man. We say off.
I say I will ask, yeah?
Yeah.
In Stoke.
Yeah, yeah.
We say off. You went, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Pay per view, it's on anyway.
Yeah, man.
He was so impressed with you, you know?
Yeah. Man, I love that, man. Yeah. But this is the thing, because
this is a white guy in Newcastle, you know?
This is what I'm saying.
Like, no, listen.
The amount of people
24
that
years old.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And he loves your shit. Okay?
Yeah.
So understand this as well.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
white guys up there who love your shit.
Yeah, man. And this is, you know, this is it's funny he says that though, because this is something that I didn't really understand myself until later on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And even when I'm doing all this music, you know, I got tunes, videos with like K Coke, Wiley, this person, that person, and I'm still not taking this serious to myself, you get what I'm saying? I'll be real with you, I only started taking it serious the other day.
Really?
If I'm honest.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Because I went to this, this is real.
He's always frustrated me and my brother because
I never took it serious.
We're always like, yo, you should be a megastar. Like, literally. So, sorry, not to disturb what you're saying, but literally you have artists. I'm talking like, you've heard like Wretch 3-2s and all them sort of. The guys will be phoning him saying, yo, come down, we need to make some songs. The guy's airing their cause and he's not taking anything serious.
I'm saying, are you nuts? But hear me out though. I had an experience that changed everything.
Or everybody who used to be hounding him down.
You can't be asked, can you?
He was never asking them. They're always hounding him.
They used to have, because like,
you know what I mean?
Even like,
making millions, and I'm like,
first time I met like even someone like Mega Man or something from Soul Solid, like I was in Bullring, and he just called me from the top room, like, yo, I was like, huh? Like, hold on. And just ran down. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm not realizing all these things at the time, you know what I'm saying? But then check this. Before lockdown, I go to, you know, Afro Nation in Portugal. Mm-hmm. So my brother's out there, end up flying out there, linking him and stuff. So, you know, we're out there having a fucking world of a time. But here's the thing, I was kind of moving the same way I would in Brum, but just in Portugal, if this makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, all those cues, you know, just skip that, just go through. Exact same behavior, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then the maddest part was everything these artists were doing, I was doing. It was all the same shit. You get what I'm saying? We was all seeing the same way. You understand me? Yeah, and then then these guys are talking to me. Even Cranium, was it? Yeah, even
Cranium, yeah.
So
yeah.
When I had a convo with him and he's breaking it down to me, yo, take this thing serious. Like, you don't want a piece of this pie. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I got Burner Boy talking to me, this man, that man. I'm thinking to myself, Now we go onto stage. They perform in front of like 30,000 people. I'm with them as well. We all perform. They're performing, but I'm with them. So this is like on my Instagram and stuff. So we go backstage afterwards now, yeah? And I see these promoters come over, bro. And I'm telling you, anyway, the fee that they chucked them, for like these performances, bro. This changed everything to me, bro. Like, I saw these amounts, bro, that they got passed. And I was thinking, wait, what? You were on that stage for like 10 minutes, bro. He just threw that to you.
Okay.
It's probably a minimum, of £10,000.
Yeah, like this is what I'm saying. 30s, I said, hold on a second.
Yeah, I mean,
you just did 10 minutes, bro. What the fuck? That's what I said, nah. Even if I'm only getting a percentage of that for a thingy, I must can work something. Fuck this, I'm going to take it seriously.
It would change your perspective.
I was like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I've been with them this whole time.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? I could have just also did a fit, you know what I'm saying? And this is what they pointed out to me. And I've said, nah, you know what? So when I came back, I had a bit of a mission, but then the fucking whole COVID shit hit and it kind of fucked up my plan. You know what I'm saying?
What's coming up next?
But now I'm back at it though.
So what is next?
So now I was just making him hear some of the tunes on the way here. I've just put in a project together. I've just been back re-recording. You know what I'm saying? Got some nice features lined up, but I've got a whole bunch of stuff coming, man. So between me and my brothers in that, though,
give me a video, man. Yeah.
So what?
Even the background.
Nah, man, you're all coming on, man. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. So what we decided to do though was, because you see in Brum now, you know, really and truly, we're some of the main faces. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we had a combo and we said, it's best that we almost, you know, recreate another platform, for this newer generation that's coming up, you know what I'm saying? And for ourselves as well, but for this newer generation, you get what I'm saying? So I put G-Rilla Entertainment together, and it's essentially a production company.
Yeah, yeah. So
but this is going
to... You'll see a lot of things from
This is going to host a lot of stuff.
G-Rilla Entertainment coming through.
It will host a lot of stuff from our from our podcast to our to artist shows, freestyles, stuff like that. Everyone just needs more opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Mentality of blacks and Asians and whites. Yeah, we just need to change it. How it used to be, you know, because we're all a bit fucking wrecked in the head. Yeah, from back in the day.
We are.
We're all
coming out
taught
this,
to hate. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Creeds, aren't we?
I was not brought up to.
My parents did. Yeah,
yeah
my
yeah,
parents
yeah.
say that's ridiculous. This is not good. This is not good.
It's the old school. I think generation
so we're ending on a note of helping young people. You're building a community now, upcoming artists. You're helping the young people. All the lessons learned.
That's what it is.
Where can the viewers find all your stuff online? Just that camera there.
So you got GRilla 365 on Instagram. And I think that's actually it for all my socials, you know.
GRilla
365 for my Snapchat and that as well. YouTube. Yeah, I just started on this thing
what
the other day, you know.
Are you a
14-year-old
girl?
Yo, listen. This is smack. Hold on a second.
Shut down, baby. Shut down, baby.
Let me explain.
You know what I'm saying?
I might start a TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we like to finish on a hug. Let's not knock the cameras over.
Proper things, man.
Come around here.
Yes, bro.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant, bro. Yeah.
Oh, man. Nice it's an absolute pleasure.
Cheers, man.
I love you, man. Good stuff, man.
Here at Boomer and Jen, we offer a wide range of organic or recycled clothing. We all know our planet is important. We only have this one. So it's vital that we all work together to slow down and reverse the changes to the environment. Whilst we all know that big industry are having a significant effect on pollution, here at Boomer and Jen, we believe that if we all make small changes, we can do our part. Fast fashion causes detrimental effects to the planet. Not only is nearly 20% of global wastewater produced by the fast fashion industry, but there is a considerable amount of fast fashion ending up in landfill. So let's move away from fast fashion items that are only worn once or twice and start wearing extremely comfortable, durable and environmentally friendly clothing and ethical jewellery. Boomer and Jen was founded in a quiet town in Devon in 2018. It has now gone from strength to strength as the world is becoming more aware of the current climate situation, helping our customers to buy sustainable, quality clothing. All of our products are fair trade and registered with the Global Organic Textiles Standard Association. Check us out on organiccottonclothing.co.uk.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.